Oh, yes, yeah, it's awesome.
It's a carve, well, not carve. That sounds like you're getting flesh. It's a trim
that's
into.
The ultimate bet.
Yeah.
It's a design in your hair thing.
Don't say scalp.
Right.
Especially not today.
No. But it's a short term deal. And
you're putting a Longhorn in if they win, and you're putting an A&M or what?
Not for tonight. This is for our pick 'em contest for the whole season.
We pick 'em too.
Yes.
In case two Indian jokes out of this guy in 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's their.
If Casey,
not
if Casey the loses, the pick'em, yeah. Casey has agreed to.
Can we get all the way up to the casino up in?
Anyway.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes.
I was going to say, Casey has agreed to have a male appendage shaved into his head if he loses.
Are you kidding?
Which appendage? Not kidding you.
Which appendage?
A thumb?
Yeah, a phallic
one. A opposable thumb?
One that
an ear? Another ear above the ear? It's dumb.
I don't think we can say the term anymore.
No, you can't.
Well, it's science.
It's your dangly bits.
It's on that, yeah, that thing.
You can say that.
He's going to have that shaved into his head.
Oh, there it is.
Welcome to
about to give you guys hell for not having me parade on.
Oh, no, we've been watching it.
I will not be missing Johnny Weir today.
This is a crappy coverage, though. Isn't this Fox?
I don't know. Like, I haven't watched it. That
no, that's CBS, because they got the eye.
I thought that's the dude from Fox Sports Southwest on the left there.
No? Used to be, bro. He's moved to entertainment. K-Frage?
Yeah, him, yeah.
K-Frage?
Really?
K-Frage is entertainment now,
isn't
bro.
Isn't that him?
Oh, absolutely.
That's him, right?
Time.
So what was the guy
he's crossed over.
What was the other guy that did that from CBS with the mustache that got caught sitting in those
Jim Nance?
No.
I mean, not Jim Nance. Remember him? O'Brien?
Yeah.
Pete O'Brien?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
Kevin?
Who's Pete?
Pizza.
So that's basically Ranger, former Ranger,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Pete Tenney got busted for
not Pete Tenney.
All right, we're getting
Pete Tenney gets busted for nothing.
Ken O'Brien,
thinking of Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien, there you go.
Former Jets quarterback.
And what did he do? He has
he said nasty
coke
and texts rub
each other.
Oh, voicemail.
We probably have that audio in the inco.
Do we really?
Come on,
Kevin, do anything.
If you agree,
quit curling your hair.
Kevin, do anything.
He goes, I'm going to walk by you.
Kevin.
I want you to.
Oh, really?
He goes, I'm going to walk by you. If you agree, say yes.
Dude, I swear there's three conversations happening.
This is like Twat Today Doesn't Suck. It's only on the morning of Thanksgiving.
The intern, just say yes.
Pat O'Brien.
It's like in The Wizard of Oz and the witch when Dorothy first lands in Munchkinland and you hear all these twittering voices in the plants.
I thought we were talking about Pat O'Brien.
Yeah, Pat O'Brien.
All of us.
About Betsy coming over.
Here we go.
Here it is.
Thanksgiving tradition. Pat O'Brien.
I'm so offended to you, but Betsy's so jealous. But you have to be in the Betsy. I told Betsy that you answered her. And if you get this message, just look at me and say yes.
It's so creepy sounding.
I get crazy. I don't know why I'm like this. But I want you badly. I know you want me.
I want you badly.
But you have to be in the Betsy too. So when you get this message, if you agree with me, say yes.
Who's he calling?
Betsy's gonna be involved.
Yes.
No, Betsy's a deal breaker for O'Brien.
He's getting a bunch of coke.
Is he watching
crazy
a game back there or something?
Huh?
Who's he calling? And who's Betsy?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought there was
you have to pay attention to Betsy, but let's have fun. I'm so excited to you. It's incredible. Check this message and then just say to me, yes. And I don't do this for a living. It's like new to me.
Yeah, and I don't do this.
Pat.
What is he? Is he setting up a threesome or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's calling a girl across a bar, maybe? Or
No, in the office.
Down the cubicle
farm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
At the offices of entertainment tonight?
But
somewhere.
Betsy must be involved.
Must.
Yeah, there's a deal breaker. Betsy's in.
And she has she has to have somebody pay attention to her.
Yes. Pay attention to Betsy.
Stand over the camera.
Mostly me.
Hold the camera.
Betsy. Mostly me, but
weird.
How hot can a Betsy be?
I don't know.
Pretty hot.
It's kind of one of those plain hot names.
I see Katy Perry.
It's probably a new
Betsy.
Wave of
Betsy Ross.
Betsy's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Betsy Ross.
There you go.
Betsy
see?
Boop.
Lose the flag, honey.
A hell of a flag.
That was Betty Boop.
What else should we talk about, dude?
I want to know. Can I delve into your guys' show a little bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were hoping.
I love.
You're looking forward to that?
I love the cash sports breakdown.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I'd like to know the thought process behind Soul Patch Theater or whatever.
Mm?
What was it called?
The Splendor, Splendor in the Seagrass.
Splendor in the Seagrass, yes.
I didn't hear this.
Mike didn't hear it.
It sounds fun, though.
It was the first thing that I heard.
Splendor in the Seagrass. All right, you already got off to a good start. Splendor in the Seagrass. Great. So we did a scene of...
It was a Natalie Wood story, or at least the story of her demise.
It's a short one.
As translated. No, what would you call it? Not translated. It's interpreted.
Yeah. It was a reenactment.
By the Soul Patch Thespians.
Cool. So
what I took away from it was that Natalie Wood sounded like she was from Monty Python.
Accurate, very accurate.
Who did that, Ty?
Yeah, that was Ty Walker.
Yes. Christopher Walken has very little except for his love of his own Oscar-winning motion picture.
Yeah, yes. He's kind of hooked up on it.
And, I don't know, Wagner is missing some sound effects.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an audio mishap too.
Yeah, we had some problems in post production.
It was his fault.
Foley didn't work.
Everyone point.
He took.
Shame him. Shame with our.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to congratulate you for going for it.
All right.
That is the whole key.
Thank you. Might have sucked, but at least you tried.
No. That's not what I'm saying. It was quite enjoyable. You have to go for it, and this bit was gone for.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't go for anything.
We did sell out for it.
We don't try.
I thought Never. We committed to our moves, so I felt
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Bad. Yeah. It wasn't okay. a half-assed thing.
I mean, it's the first time we'd ever read through it, so, you know.
That's true. It was sight reading.
I'm pretty sure I half-assed it.
Captain,
slightly.
Captain Stubing, who's he?
Captain Dabber. Yes.
Yeah, he was Dennis Dabber in the boat captain. Yeah.
If you like that bit, just look at me and say yes. Okay, this is going to happen.
It's good times.
And then was that the first time that you guys have ever talked about your Agginess on the air? Really into the in-depth of...
We touched on it maybe 2 months ago. When this whole thing came down, when A&M went to the SEC, we went more through the history of the rivalry. I've always worn my Agginess on my sleeve. I mean,
literally on your friggin' arm.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Quite literally.
Let's see that thing.
There you go.
Boom. All
you ever
right.
seen that? That's what's. It's the.
Nothing fake about that, bro.
So it's the logo that's on.
That's real.
That's
a sledgehammer.
Okay. Yeah. That is in there.
So it's. I mean, I feel very strongly about it.
So what's your SEC feeling?
We're going to get drilled for 4 years, at least in football. Basketball, I'd do something there. You're defending champ in women's basketball.
So you're going to be in the West?
It's not really. Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
So you're going to have LSU and you're going to be going
Alabama
there.
And Arkansas.
Well,
and
they've got to do something since Missouri's coming in. They've got to
be
West
cool.
also. So I guess you would go with Missouri, A&M, LSU, Alabama, and Auburn?
Yeah.
Would that be it? Is
Arkansas?
That seven?
Arkansas.
Yeah, that'd be it.
And then it'll be every couple years that you'll play somebody from the East.
Yeah,
you'll go to Florida.
I think you rotate three teams.
Here.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And see, from the standpoint of prestige and recruiting and high profile, I mean, that's a CBS contract that has SEC football. So you've got a chance to be on CBS. And you know, you got guys that are going to LSU and to Arkansas out of Texas anyway. So... why not say you can play there, three times during your career?
This is an interesting game
anytime.
In general when Texas plays A&M, but I'm more into it with some sort of finality linked to it this year.
No, there's definitely a very strong feeling attached to it this year, much more so than it's ever been. Yeah, for sure. Because you want to be the last one if it is.
Yeah, because then
the
you
last
win
one.
Forever. Because yeah. you can always say.
It's like the Mavs title. It's the last one that was ever won. So
you're the forever champion.
It
will
ever happen.
When the sport died.
Yeah. That's it.
Forever.
So there you
You
go.
Were the last man standing, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And
King of the Hill.
It is at Kyle Field, which it's pretty cool. If you've never been to a game at Kyle Field, the real tragedy for me in this is that no one will ever get to go to an A&M Texas game at Kyle Field again unless they get this thing worked out. And that's
the scariest college atmosphere there is.
It'll blow you away.
Yeah,
you been, Rich? You been?
To Kyle Field?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
they tell you in the press box before the game, please don't panic when the press box begins to move side to side when everyone's sawing varsity's horns off. And it's crazy, man. I look up at the architecture, then I'm thinking, God, I hope they put enough steel in those things. Because it's creepy when you're up on the third deck and it's moving like that.
I was at one game. I wasn't up there. I was down field level looking up, and it looked insane.
Yeah.
But it is Bits Ahoy up in College Station, dude. You guys love
That's
some
part
bits.
Of fun of it.
No, I really enjoyed it. I really did. I have no allegiance to basically any Texas team, but as far as going to a game and having the most unique sporting experience maybe of my life, that was it. They lost that game too. It was Nebraska a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah.
To me, the whole point of I love being in enemy territory.
Uh-oh.
I love being in enemy territory, and what I love most about it is fending off the insults.
Yeah.
And then what they do, whatever that is. And so if you are willing to I'm not a hater. I don't care.
Sure.
Whatever you do, I'm not going to make fun of it. You know, it's your thing, right? We, Gators do the chomp, right?
Right.
Okay, whatever. It might look silly to other people. But going there and seeing Aggie Bits, that's what they do. And so that is the flavor of, you know, it's like different ice cream flavors. That's the flavor when you eat there, and it's pretty cool.
One of the things that I'm most proud of, which is why I defended myself when my partner here was saying how much he hated Aggies, and Aggie Land, I should say, the Aggie culture, was that when you are at A&M, one of the things you're taught also, we're going to do a whole segment on this and maybe a series of the Aggie bits that you're talking about.
Series.
One of the bits about being an Aggie is that, come on,
that is kind of funny.
You'd sit there the whole time with
Ken Burns. A Ken Burns look at the Aggie.
Ken Burns.
This week,
Bonfire.
Yeah, you'll be doing that show by yourself.
Is the fact that you don't rag the other team. You don't rag them when they're coming to your stadium. If you're going to another stadium, you don't rag them. And
that's
you
part
treat
of the A&M
them,
bit?
That's part of the A&M bit,
right.
Yeah. The only thing that you do at A&M that could be potentially offensive to the opposing team is when their band comes out, when you're at Kyle Field or you're at Reed Arena, and they're going to, you know, the team comes out to be introduced in basketball for the football games. It's when the band comes out. Everyone brings a copy of the Battalion, the newspaper, the school newspaper, and everyone opens up their newspaper and reads the newspaper while the band is playing.
Okay. Well, you really got them there.
Yeah.
Okay. Those crazy kids reading newspapers.
Okay, but now what if...
Play Carmina Burana at my stadium!
What if at the end of the game, you know, some fan of the other team has had a few, a few of those, bladder's a little full, you know, you know, he doesn't know all the rules in Aggie Land and all that stuff, and he just kind of leans over and drops down the pants and just starts taking a leak on the grass.
Which grass?
On the field.
One you're not supposed to.
On Kyle Field.
He would probably be run through by one of the ODs.
Okay, so that is pretty anti-enemy if they don't know the rules.
There would certainly be some fallout from that.
Okay.
I mean, the SMU cheerleaders ran out on the field. Oh, back in the early 80s.
Wait, so you're not allowed on the field?
No one but the football players or the bands can be on the field. Of cadets when they're chasing down.
I watched him on the field. Mike.
How many? In between the lines.
A boy named Mike.
In between the lines, I mean. Actually.
Yeah, oh, okay, yes.
You didn't run the ball.
And the SMU Mustang cheerleaders ran out, we're going to spell SMU on the field. And one of the officers of the day, the core guys that get to stand on the sidelines, they have their swords and their scabbards.
He killed her?
He pulled his sword and was like, get off the field! Nobody can be on the field!
And that is why I don't like A&M. Okay,
He got a little bit red ass.
I'm sure he scored a lot of points with her.
Hey,
wow.
Yeah.
What if you're a team that employs like a dog to run out and get the kicking tee?
Not anymore, you don't.
That wouldn't go over well?
That's what barbecues are for.
Mm, dog.
Wow.
You said that.
Korean barbecue.
Okay, Mike Vick.
All right, there you go. Ooh. Wow, that's a little bit hard.
I hate him too.
Okay, well.
All right, team.
Thanks, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. We love you all.
Team having turkey.
Nice work today. How was it? Was it okay? The music shift to eat you up? What time did you wake up?
I woke up at 4.
Yep,
not bad. 4?
Yep,
not bad.
Rolled in at 5, pretty good. We did a little bit of work last night, kind of sent stuff back and forth.
Well done.
So it's pretty cool.
We're
going to
go take a nap.
Go get them.
Have a good
not till 1 o'clock.
We're going to circuit.
When is Vida?
Vida?
Probably the last thing, remainder, 12:50.
You just told Vida that she is going to be on the show. She doesn't know. So.
Dang it. No, that's okay.
She'll be cool.
I heard the tease.
Yeah, exactly.
12:50.
Okay.
Yeah, last segment. Saving it for the cherry on top of the pie.
Excellent. Have fun.
Come one, come all to a beautiful show. It's gonna be awesome and dumb and stuff. Some other musical stuff.
Oh, nice one, Saroy.
The need to turn it up is overwhelming.
Saroy.
I just can't sit still anymore.
Here's Mike Saroy. Go get him, Mike.
I wanna break things with my hammer.
Saroy, you've ruined everything.
Who, Cash?
I wanna start a little war. Isn't that what this little red button here is for?
Oh, well. Well.
How is this so
10:14 in the morning. A very special morning here in America. Thanksgiving morning. I'm thankful for you, Mike. I'm thankful for you, Cash.
And I'm thankful for the greedy, dirty P1.
You know who I'm most thankful for?
Steve Jobs, who created that
iPhone. The Catman and Rich Phillips. They're our bosses, and they let us be on the air. They're my number one. After that, family. So Cat.
Friends.
Yeah, Cat number one.
Rich Phillips number two.
Priority's way out of order.
The Lord.
Then the Lord.
Then Turkey.
Yeah, then all foods.
Then me.
And then you. Then Machine.
Hey.
Then little twink interns.
Maybe call them that.
Maybe they're first. This is the Cirque du Soleil Show, 10 to 1 o'clock today. My name is Mike Soroy. I produce the Norm Hitzkus Show weekdays 10 to noon here on The Ticket with Norm Hitzkus.
And I'm Cash.
You're Cash Soroy, currently?
Just a guy.
Sort of employed.
Just a guy.
Not to be confused with Tom Gilardi, the new owner of the Stars.
You hearing that? You hearing that around town?
I'm not real happy with the momentum that comparison is bringing.
Why? He's badass, and he's
badass.
Rich.
Right.
And he owns a team locally.
I think it's the fat part that is bothering me.
Not fat.
Well.
Cash.
Usually used to, who's the poker guy you get? Andy Block. He walked out of an elevator in Vegas, and some big security guy was like, oh, Mr. Block, and wanted to take you to some VIP area.
Machine, you know what Andy Block looks like?
No idea.
Google his pants
Give
off.
Give that a Google. And he always wears a little cowboy hat, and I walked off at the Palms Hotel. I walked off an elevator, and this guy walked up to me, and it's great to see you again, my friend.
blew.
And that's like, your whole bit, too, is the cowboy hat thing, so.
And I didn't know. I didn't know who Andy Block was
really?
At the time. And if I had played it properly, I'd have been in the champagne room.
Yeah. Didn't two NFL players
get in a fight? Holy crap, you look like this guy.
You look like Andy Block.
Woo!
Who are the two NFL players that got in a fight, remember? In the Palms?
Yes.
Like when we were there?
Yes, it was Joey Porter.
Was it?
And
Joey Porter
yeah.
and somebody like at a blackjack table or something?
Yeah.
Whoa.
There was security. We had just left.
This happened.
Security footage. It was Joey Porter and some Cincinnati Bengal. Because when he played
Pac-Man?
For the Steelers, they had an old
Bengal lineman, maybe.
Yeah,
oh, Joey
like
Porter's
that.
At all. Right, cool. Let's say hi to these Thanksgiving
Happy
suckers.
Thanksgiving,
hey,
everybody.
Hey, KT, at KT1310, what'd it do?
What is the deal with the Cirque du Soleil Show?
You are loud.
All right, yeah. Kevin,
what the
good
was
stuff.
That?
And the only real starter in our lineup today, at SBass1310.
Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Turk de Soroy.
Yes!
Damn it,
everything
me.
In my power. Not to say it in the first 1 minute of the show. Sean walks in and he goes, Turk de Soroy. We're just
and
all
we just nod.
Slow,
just
we just
giggle.
Slow
yes.
clap.
Yes, we start.
Machine, produce.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, pal?
How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving
great
to you.
Great to spend Thanksgiving with you guys.
And we do have our... fearless intern Stephen Kelly joining us. What's his Twitter account?
Yell
I forgot
something.
His Twitter.
Not a word. Not a word. Yeah.
Oh,
by the way,
is that a Johnny Weir impression?
Not
right out of the
eating
gates?
Food today.
What?
Not eating with family or friends today.
You?
You don't have any friends?
They're all in Colorado.
That's why he's here helping us.
We need a P1 out there that has an extra spot at their dinner table to have our intern
yep.
Stephen
or
Kelly.
Or just deliver a turkey sandwich.
No family for me, dude.
And he looks exactly.
Yeah, you're not important.
Like Lee Harvey
Y'all
Oswald.
Meet up
yeah.
and hang out.
Do people talk to you? You're not going to answer. But
right.
He looks exactly
let's,
like
let's
Lee
get
Harvey
all
Oswald.
Them out of the show,
right, Lee
Harvey, because they're doing too much.
That's enough.
All too many voices. We do have a good show for you today. We're leading up to some serious Cowboy football. 3:15 kick, Miami Dolphins, Dallas Cowboy. We'll do a couple segments talking about them. Certainly, including the next one at 10:30. We'll be talking about some issues this week. We do have some vacation and cash. Tales of your journeys to get to?
New York of the city. I traveled to last weekend and went directly to Zuccotti Park.
Into the belly of the beast.
As Liberty.
Land of Liberty.
Whatever. They've changed it to Liberty Park or whatever. I went to Occupy Wall Street.
He went and got his Occupy on and
so
got audio and
got
talked
audio.
To people and got to the bottom of that. 11:10, we'll talk about some of the other NFL games today, including the Battle of the Harbaughs, because you and I are brothers.
Oh, okay.
11:30, it's ThankBot 1492.
Wait a minute, whoa.
Nothing, 11:50, Cowboys Dolphins preview. We do have a game show at 12:10.
Ah!
And then we have a very special guest at 12:30, a young lady who's at the probably on her way to this Cowboy Stadium right now and probably already screaming her head off in her car. It's the very famous, the very loud Miss Price going to join us at 12:30 for a special Cowboy Thanksgiving treat preview.
So we're going to have Miss Price
Miss Price herself
to break down the Cowboys.
I was in charge of killing this first segment. I've done a pretty good job thus far, but I'm going to give you options as far as what you want me to tell you.
You're giving me options?
Options.
All right.
Pentagon, Nickelback, Raymond Floyd, Macy's Day Parade, DUI, or Turkey Trot.
That's it, huh?
We can do a couple of them. Just fire.
Give me... Pentagon.
I was hoping you'd pick Raymond Floyd. I was just in D.C. for the Cowboys game.
Okay.
Against the Redskins. Career 5-0 on the road. So if they make
you are?
Yes.
Really?
And if they make the playoffs,
You should be on that charter.
Ship the problem solver. I'll bring a W home. But we're at this. Oh, I'm sorry. Where do I go when I travel? I stay at the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C.
right next to the Pentagon.
Okay. Yes. Is it really?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I have nothing to do. It's like 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, boom. I see the Washington Monument. I'm walking to it. I want to walk around.
Oh, that's a huge mistake.
It can't close.
That's a huge mistake.
These are monuments. They can't close. I don't want to go in the Smithsonian, but I just want to go walk around Lincoln Memorial, Reflective Pool, Vietnam Memorials I know right there. I think there's an MLK thing they just built. Washington Monument. I want to walk around.
Right, but it was much farther than you thought, right?
So it turns out when you see things on the horizon, Cash, so, especially in cases where they're very tall, they might be farther than you think, especially when the Potomac River separates them. Or some river. I think it's the Potomac. So I start walking toward where I believe the monument's to be.
And it never got any closer, did it?
No, I'm getting closer. I'm getting tired.
There's cabs everywhere, right?
Yeah, I know. But I really...
See, but that comes
I like
into,
to walk.
That comes into the practice that I have fallen into. Now that I've gone to New York City a couple times, I understand the cab. But coming from Dallas and other cities, that the cab is just not as a big player. You don't think about it. You should have taken a cab.
I like strolling in new cities, too. Like, I thought it'd be kind of cool. And I like the idea of walking across a bridge of the river. I mean...
You're right, though. I've done this in D.C. I've been on that cowboy trip for the Redskins. And you walk around the Pentagon, you see some of these places. It's a really cool thing to do, just to get out.
That was my plan, but it was about 8 o'clock at night, so it was getting a little bit late. And I'm finding myself walking in strange areas.
A lot of crime in D.C., too.
Yeah, exactly. And the next thing you know, I basically smack right into chain link fences outside of the Pentagon. And I'm like, okay... And there's a Pentagon police officer right there. I'm like, hey, how do I walk to the monument? He's like, those monuments? I'm like, yeah, bad idea. He's like, it's like 5 miles. So I'm like, well.
You're not from here, are you?
So I try to start walking around the largest building in the United States of America, five-sided, where every side looks exactly the same. And then I realize, and then you run into like this giant red X's, do not enter, do not enter. And I'm like, I'm going to get sniped by just trying to walk around the Pentagon to these damn monuments.
Sniped.
So as far as I made it, was about 1/8 of the way around the Pentagon, and I ran into, they do have a cool 9/11 memorial at the Pentagon from where, you know.
That spot?
Yeah. It's like a huge park with all these kind of coolly shaped benches with like a little running water underneath them, and everyone's name written on the side of them. So it's very cool, but I completely failed in my mission to circumvent the Pentagon. It's impossible.
All right, now talk about Ray Floyd.
Raymond Floyd, a tradition unlike any other. That when we grew
up,
the Skins game was like my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
And it's gone forever. Rick Arnett texted or tweeted this morning, and that's what made me...
It was live? So it was in the afternoon. Was it the same time as football games?
I don't know.
Because I remember
Or it was just the weekend. I think it was just Saturday and Sunday. It wasn't Turkey.
Oh,
it wasn't Thanksgiving Day.
It wasn't on Thanksgiving Day.
But it was Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, what happened to that
thing? And I don't even have it anymore. But Ray Floyd was in it for a long time. He was my favorite golfer growing up. So I miss those days. And Rick Arnett made me think of it. See, that was a quick one. What else you want?
The anus?
Give me... turkey trot.
Props to everyone who just got done running the turkey trot right now. A very foggy day in Dallas, but it's a big day for running.
It's hard to run in the fog.
Nope. It's easy. Very easy. But I think a lot of people
it's
just...
It's the resistance. It's like... It's much
slows
thick.
You down.
It's
yeah.
thick.
Slows you way down.
That's my whole deal, too.
And then I was debating how funny it would be. And I would do it as a joke, but I have completed in my life one 5K...
I have done one as well.
So I want to get a 3.1 sticker and put it on my car. But I'd be doing it as a joke. Put it on my Saturn.
So the 20...
Yeah,
is it 26.2,
I think.
26.3? What's a marathon?
Yeah. 26.2.
Okay, 26.2.
So we've seen that sticker before.
And like Bob and Dan and a bunch of people have HSOs on those stickers. And I actually think, all right, look, if you run a marathon, I have no problem with you rocking the sticker.
At
that's,
minimum.
Now, the half marathon... Some people do the 13.1, which is a little shady, but you don't see anybody rocking the 3.1 for completion of a 5K.
I wonder, those have to exist, right? Have you seen one?
No.
Yeah. I'll find one of those for you.
I'd like somebody to just have a sticker that says, House Stairs. Knock that out every day.
House Stairs. Daily.
Done.
The attic.
All right, you have time for one more. Save Nickelback. You want DUI?
Okay.
Yesterday, last night, one of the most popular, not popular, but one of the worst nights for DUIs in America.
One of the most popular nights to get caught DUIing.
Everybody's doing it.
Because everybody's in town.
All right, so
everybody wants to go out.
College kids are coming back to visit mom and dad.
And see what former conquests look like or finish the job.
That certain someone that used to do that certain something with and threw a couple drinks down her throat.
Yeah. Mm. Drink that.
Wow. That's the way to put it.
Well...
It's classy when you do it with champagne.
Oh. And then go out and just have a good time, and then a lot of people get in trouble. So I hope nobody got a DUI last night.
Do you have any statistics to back up
what
happened last night?
40%?
Call us in. Call in if you had a DUI last night.
And we'll
chastise you.
Your one phone call?
Yeah.
A burn, 214
torture one. We'll shake a fist at you.
Torture call on the Turk de Soroy.
So, yeah, I had all those stuff. The only thing we didn't get to was the Nickelback controversy, we will get to later.
Yo. Talk about Ray Floyd again.
Ray Floyd, star of... I get you stats. You want the Skins game stats? My favorite golfer of all time,
Talk
Sean. Who's
Ray
your favorite
Floyd
golfer
again.
Of all time, Sean?
Mine?
Yeah, all time.
Of all time. You know what? I got a huge man crush on Rory right now.
Really?
Like, I want to be him.
Well, that's not
I
the
want
right
to trade
answer
life
to
with
be
him.
With. The correct answer was Lauren Roberts, the boss of the Moss. All right, we'll be back doing a little cowboy talk next on the Circus Roy Show.
And we're all thankful for this day, except for the turkey.
10:52 the time. Thank you, Sean, for that very important Skins game past update. 88 was a hell of a year for Raymond Floyd. Cirque du Soleil show going till 1 o'clock today. We'll hand it over to Cowboys Super Pregame Plus. I don't know. Rich? Phillips? Somebody? Pregame show?
Sounds good to me.
Anybody? Probably should have had that in front of me. And that'll go up until kickoff, and then there'll be a postgame show with my man Norman, among others, afterward. It's going to be a great day for football and fun here on the ticket. Let's talk about your adventures, Cash. Did you go on a journey?
Yeah.
Anything I need to know about? Oh.
The guitar wails. Time to set sail. Cash is on another adventure. Cash's big ass adventure. Come on.
All right, so...
Forgot I made that open for you a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think it's still fresh as a daisy.
They're always on big-ass adventures.
Yeah, well, I try to do things.
So tell us about
not
this
like
one,
Norm,
Cash.
But I'm more domestic than when Norm goes to...
You don't leave the colonies.
Sleep with wild beasts.
No riverboat gambling trips?
Oh, I would. Do those exist
Let's
anymore?
Let's do that. Hmm. Let's do that in the spring.
You can do anything you want on a river. That
Let's
is a,
open a riverboat.
That's an American fact.
With a leather store.
I get that.
In Arizona.
I get that. All right, so I went to New York City this last weekend, and, you know, is this make me weird, or am I normal? I don't know. If you are going to a public place, or a big city, and there's something going on, I think some people try to avoid the something going on, but I like to experience, and, you know, if there
sure
was some
do.
Sort of rally or
That's why they're big-ass adventures.
I like to go like to be a part of it. So
yeah,
definitely.
I decided that I want to go check out this Occupy Wall Street movement. Now, this was the day after, this was last weekend, so this was the day after the big protests where they had thousands of people flooding the streets and they wanted to shake their fist at the people walking into Wall Street and then overtake a bridge and occupy the subway by just clogging things up. And basically the idea is all these people are against corporate excess.
Mm-hmm.
That is the idea of the Occupy Wall Street movement. They don't like that tax breaks are given to the rich and blah, 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 whatever. They're just trying to get the word out that the 99% of the people in the country are...
That you fall squarely within.
Absolutely. I'm a 99%.
I don't like your tone already. I'm a supporter of Team Raising Hell.
I've got no
problem.
Come
in here with
but
your sandals.
Already, okay, well, no, first, you're already saying, oh, these guys just want to shake the fist.
No. What I'm trying to say is that I don't want to give a political agenda. I'm just going to this thing with an open mind. I'm not caring either way, really. I just
All
want
right.
to check things out.
Why do you have a can of pepper spray pointed at my face?
Well, I don't like what your tone.
What are you going to do with that?
Don't like your tone.
What are you going to do with the pepper spray?
Gonna spray you.
Copper.
So anyway, I took the subway from Midtown East down to... Basically, right by Ground Zero. This whole movement is at this place called Zuccotti Park, which they've renamed Liberty Square for the sake of this Occupy Wall
Street. It's like
Freedom
Fries.
It's just like that. It is exactly between Wall Street and Ground Zero. So two blocks away from Wall Street, one block away from Ground Zero. And it's a really skinny little park right in the middle of all these buildings. Excuse me. So okay. I walk out of the subway and I have to walk a block or whatever to get down to where this thing is. And a couple things I notice right away. There's a very interesting game of cat and mouse going on between the police that are ostensibly there to just make sure that these peaceful protests are happening.
Was it peaceful?
It was completely peaceful.
Everyone you saw, what are they doing? Just hollering, holding signs?
Yes, everybody's got signs. I've got the 99%. There was a guy wearing a cape with duct tape on the back of the tape that said, OWS till death. I have no idea what that was, you know, a little bit harsh.
He was a wrestler.
A little harsh. And everybody's doing bits. And we'll get into some of those bits here in a second. But the first thing that I notice as I walk up on the park is that the cops are trying to keep the peace, in quotes. They want to make sure that, you know, the public isn't disrupted. But these people have a right to be in a public park.
Who's telling the cops to be there to keep an eye on them? Is it just...
The city, the government. That's why it's a...
So they're there because of the hell-raising, though.
The hell-raising possibility, right?
Okay.
They want to make sure that people aren't walking into the streets, stopping cars trying to go, you know, commerce must go on, right?
Yeah.
So what they are doing is they've got two concentric circles of barriers around this park.
Okay.
So imagine a park, and immediately at the outskirts of the park, before even the sidewalks that are surrounding the park, there is barriers. There's only two ways to get in, and imagine it being a football field. They are at the 50-yard lines on the sidelines, right?
The two ways to get in?
The two ways to
get
in.
What about from above? You can get in from above.
You could zip line in.
Fan man could get in there.
Without a problem, outside of the buildings being very tall.
That's four ways.
Then there's another concentric circle on the outside of the sidewalks.
Okay.
And those entrances are at the corners. So in order to get into the park, you have to walk into the corners, then walk down around the park to the midfield part, and then walk inside.
Okay.
Now, this petty argument, not petty argument, but this little battle between cops and protesters is that's part of the thing is you, it's not easy to get in. It's like a casino. You have to work to get in and hard to work to get out so that any type of movement kind of gets stopped. So now there's people standing on the outsides. The cops have one dude in like this golf cart thing. And it's a street sweeper. It's a cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's slowly going around the outside of this thing. And his whole goal is to keep the street clean. But what it's really for is just to keep people from congregating.
It's stimulating person flow.
Right. So the cops, so this guy drives, as soon as he sees a pack of people, he drives right into where they are.
So and he's the Tony Fiametta of Occupy Wall Street, yeah, is what you're saying.
He busts that thing
he's
open.
He's like a cherry bomb, just clearing space.
Sports.
All right.
Thank you for bringing it home.
I was going to go with he's the Zuccotti Zamboni.
That makes perfect sense. That's exactly what he is. There. And the cops make everybody move. Excuse me, folks. Cleaning. So they're just cleaning, right?
But they just continue to clean this one area that happens to be...
As soon as he sees people...
Clean it. Clean under them.
Yeah.
Clean under their feet.
Yeah. Makes everybody move.
Are the cops being mean?
No, they're not being mean.
Are the protesters being mean?
They're not being mean either, but there's
is there poo everywhere and tents and a mess?
Well, there was.
Because I know that's what I keep hearing.
There was before this weekend that I was there, and there was tents and all this stuff, and that's why they kicked everybody out, was because they had to, in quotes, clean the place up. But if it was so important to clean the place up, then why have the cops moved all the trash cans out of the park, which was something that I noticed.
Really?
So I went to go get myself a gyro. And I'm walking through, and I'm like, oh, I want to throw this thing away. Well, in psychological warfare, it reminded me of Silence of the Lambs, where, what's the name of the...
Buffalo Bill?
No, Dr. Chilton.
No.
Dr. Chilton, when Hannibal Lecter killed the guy in the cell over there just by talking to him, Dr. Chilton took down all...
How did he do that again? Give him a choke on his own...
Yeah, he talked him into choking on his own...
He killed Miggs.
Yeah, Miggs, right.
Made him choke on his own tongue.
So the idea was he pulled down all the artwork in Hannibal Lecter's cell and put a gospel TV out front and just cranked it up real loud.
Yeah.
And Lecter's like, Dr. Chilton enjoys his petty torments. Well, that's what's happening back and forth. The cops are having petty torments at the protesters. They've taken out all the garbage cans in the Zuccotti Park, waiting for the protesters to
litter and then get pepper sprayed.
And then they pull them out.
Okay, question. Are the protesters at any point, because I know this is a popular one, are they trying to convince or tell the cops, like, hey, you're the 99% too? Like, we're doing this for you as well, so
yes.
Why are you giving us a hard time?
Yes.
Like, you're welcome to join us? Are they doing it in a cool way, or are they yelling at pigs, or what?
Well, that argument was very early on, and now they're past all that. It's the same cops every day. Yeah, we get it, you know. They're trying to explain their rights. But everybody has opinions in this thing. And what I found interesting is how they spread their message. Now, what they use is what's called the people's microphone. One of the things that you can't do is have any kinds of PA equipment. Can't have microphones, can't have electricity for this. Otherwise, you need a permit. And the city's not going to give a permit because of, you know, all the problems.
Can you have a megaphone?
Or
like a bullhorn?
I didn't see any, so I don't know, but I think probably you'd be allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Like the cheerleading one, like the long one that
yeah.
Like one Lee Corso would throw.
Panthers across the side.
He'd be done with it. I didn't see any of those, but it's very possible that they exist. What they do use, I'm going to play some audio here, KT. They use something called the people's microphone, okay? And the way that they get a message out is one person at any time can say mic check, and then everybody repeats what they say, and then they do it again in concentric circles once again so that one person can speak to many people. And this
so
is
one what, person speaks, and then the crowd just screams what that person
it.
Said.
And that's how they get,
and then
that's the PA system.
It's loud.
Here, I've got an example for you. Listen to this.
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
We amplify each other's voices!
We amplify each other's voices!
Oh, so it goes out?
Yeah.
No matter what's said.
No matter what's said.
No matter what's said.
So we can hear one another.
So we can hear one another.
Okay, so that's how they get a
that could be
out.
Fun.
You're really just hearing that one guy, though.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
Like the best game of telephone ever.
Yeah. Okay, now there's good and bad in this mic check game because
are we doing jokes here?
Well, no, not really, because we're all very serious. We're trying to change the world. Now, the good of it is that this is how you get a bunch of people together and make something happen, you know?
Right.
Now, the bad part of it is that anybody can grab the mic at any time. And there are people that are...
Come on, guys!
Maybe less together. And if you don't have a... not public speakers.
You got to be ready to rumble if you're going to grab the mic.
Exactly. So here's an example of what happened when I was there.
Tell me you grabbed the mic. Please tell me you grabbed the mic.
I did not grab the mic.
I will swear on Johnny Weir if
went
you grabbed the mic.
I did not grab the mic. And this person, it's not like...
Gout really hurts.
It's like he, gout really hurts. He didn't mess
gout
up.
Really hurts.
But...
Does anyone have gout medicine?
There were worse examples.
In the lockout.
There's a fine line.
Just play whatever you got.
I know, but there's a fine line between having people in the palm of your hand and losing them because you say something kind of dumb.
They trail off.
Right.
The mic.
So this guy kind of loses steam. Here we go.
Having his head bashed in.
Split open.
He's
bleeding.
He's in pain.
He's a martyr.
He's a martyr.
And he is one of us.
And he is one of us.
If you find this photo
online,
you put it on
short.
Any social media
that you use.
Facebook, MySpace.
Twitter, YouTube.
What have you?
Anything you have.
Spread the word.
And tell your friends.
Tell them why.
This is what happens.
When you stand idly by. And do nothing.
Okay, so.
Like a pledge of allegiance. People just start trailing off.
Right, he lost them.
What's very weird
is
when you have a leader that isn't really inspiring, it has a real cult vibe because he's.
He's like, have you seen my keys?
I should have written this stuff down.
I should have had my thoughts together.
I want Wade Phillips to do that.
Hey, Jerry. So. And if you notice, as soon as that guy said MySpace, everybody started laughing and kind of trailing off. Like, you can't say social media and then say the one that everybody mockingly doesn't use anymore, right? So that guy lost everybody there in the middle. And then he's talking.
Did you consider grabbing the mic?
I did consider it.
Oh, my God. That would have been the best.
Well, I would have needed somebody there to egg me on a little bit because, what I'm going to get to is this next person here who he was, there was a guy there and he was really, really angry, you know? And he was just spouting off. He didn't have his S together either. He was just kind of like, you know, angry about this, angry about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go in and ask him if he was on team having fun.
Okay.
We got three major cities from the United States that's protesting. Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York. We're the three moneymakers of the United States.
Would you consider yourself to be a part of team having fun? Or are you like a normal...
I'm not here for fun. I'm here for a change. I want this change. I want it badly.
Okay, so when that guy...
So you were the only one representing Team Having Fun?
Coins?
In New York?
I was the only one on Team Having Fun, and when that guy didn't react, that's what shut my wheels off about grabbing the mic and saying a few words, because I was afraid I would get turned on. So if I had a little bit of backup...
That guy sounded like he had a mouthful of Mike and Ike.
The candy?
Yeah.
It's an odd reference.
Popular movie candy.
So that's Occupy Wall Street.
That's awesome.
It was a really cool thing to be out there.
What side are you on, Cash?
Well, I'm a 99%er.
Yeah, you are.
So damn I guess liberal. That's what side I'm on.
Damn hippie. 11:06 of the time. You know what those people could have used? The people's mic?
What mic?
They could have used a Miss Price and just put her up there and screamed. Because the message would have got across, my man.
Quincy!
The very lovely Miss Price going to join us at 12:30 today for a Cowboy preview. Next up, though, we are talking about some other NFL action that's going down today, including the Battle of the Brothers and then the early game. And will the Lions be the one team to derail the undefeated Packers? All coming up next, Cirque du Soleil Show. Ticket.
Cash.
Casserole. Give me brown sugar. Sweet potato casserole. 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 Sweet potato casserole.
Give me
brown sugar. It's a turkey. It's too dry. Tryptophan will make you high. If your stuffing is made with stuff, this is fine. I have had enough. Pilgrims, turkeys, Indians agree. The best dish is SPC. Pilgrims, turkeys, Indians agree. The best dish is
good.
SPC. Sweet potato casserole.
11, where'd you find all these Thanksgiving wraps?
I have my people.
11, 12.
Thank you, Jason Seely.
Gout.com.
Gout help. Help my gout.
I'm ready now.
Goutismyleader.com.
11:13 is the time. Cirque du Soleil Show. Team having fun here today.
Team having turkey.
Big day for NFL football right now, Cash. And it's about to get up and running, isn't it?
I'm all for
it. How long we got? 15, 20 minutes?
I just want to make sure that you know that I'm taking the stance. I am pro football.
Yeah.
That's it.
You are pro football. 20 minutes about until the Packers and Vikings start. You know, today is maybe one of the greater Thanksgivings in NFL football history. Basically, all the good teams in the league are playing today. 42-18, that's the combined record of the six teams that play football today. If you take Sunday's remaining games, this coming Sunday, there's only one game that pits winning teams against each other, and that's Chicago at Oak.
So we're a little stacked today.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Look, a little production there.
Oh, how about that?
That's Kevin's last contribution before he dials into the Packer game and ignores us for the next two hours.
T-minus 17 minutes.
So maybe the best lineup of Thanksgiving games. And before we even get into what we think is going to happen or anything, we are going to talk more specifically about the Cowboys and Dolphins at 11:50 or so. I made a bet on today's games.
You friended?
I have my friend who's in Las Vegas legally made a bet.
Okay.
A three-game parlay, and he took all three of the teams with the worst records.
Just today?
Today.
Oh, so just, okay.
So against the spread.
Yep. Yes, against the spread. He took, I told him to put $10 on the Lions to win outright. That's just a money line, so no spread. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins to win outright. Don't yell at me, don't yell. And the Baltimore Ravens, who are actually favored in that game, but they are the team with the worst record. $10 to win $162.
Well, I certainly hope you win. Your friend wins that.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Because I think this first game is going to be a pretty good one. Now, this is Packers at the Lions, 11:30 kickoff.
First unbeaten team to play on Thanksgiving Day in the last 50 years.
50 years?
Yep. Or just short of 50 years, like 48.
Was it the Packers last time, wasn't it? Because I keep reading about some game.
Line of that.
You just headline,
I got
I'm
that
good.
One. Boom.
Boom. Well, I'll use that on the show.
Years. That's good. Wasn't expecting any
follow-up.
Babble out of you.
More about that team 50 years ago, Cash.
The Lions, I have info on the Lions. Actually, on both the Lions, I'm fascinated by a specific Green Bay Packer. We'll get to that in a second. But the Lions, I think this is probably the best chance for the Packers to get popped.
Until the playoffs?
Yeah. This team, the Lions, had been cruising to a 5-0 start, right?
Yeah.
And that was all with Javid Best as their running back.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out with concussion. He's been out for several weeks, and they've basically been they've lost 3 of 4 since he's been out.
Okay.
And then, of all people, Kevin Smith. Remember that name from,
Kevin Scott?
Back when you played fantasy football, he was the hot running back that was going to do something like 2 or 3 years.
I remember
ago.
You. From Florida. I think you made me draft Kevin Smith at the end of the first round in my final year ever of fantasy football.
I wouldn't doubt that. Well, he's got
skill. You probably drove me out of the game.
Congratulations.
Here, here.
I did it. So anyway, Maurice Morris and Keelan Williams, I guess, were filling in for Best. But last week, Kevin Smith, 16 carries, 140 yards, 2 TDs, and 4 receptions for 61 yards and 1 TD. He finally pops off and does something awesome.
Okay.
This team is different when it's got a running back. So I think that they're up for the upset today. But,
before you get to your boy,
okay,
let me just quick love affair Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's on my very short list. And you know what? I hate to say Tony Romo's on this list right now.
but it's because I'm here and I want to watch the Cowboys anyway, and I love the Cowboys. Tebow is on the list, Aaron Rodgers on the list, of guys who I just am down to look at play their sport.
If that human is on the television, yes. I'm sorry.
And Tebow's there for a different reason, obviously, but he's still there. Peyton at his best was like that. Brady's been like that, kind of, although I hate the Patriots. I don't really like him. But Aaron Rodgers right now is like, I'm dialed in and watching you do what you do because you may be doing it better than anyone that's ever played the sport.
And it's interesting that hyper high level, the really thin
it's like
layer.
Perfect that QB play.
Manning is not there right now. I mean, Brady. Brady's not there right now. Manning has been there in the past. He's not playing. There's great quarterbacks. We get that. But then there's that thin layer where you are just, everything is so
right.
easy and slow.
Everything's slow motion.
He's so at one with that offense. It's
yes,
crazy.
Exactly. And yeah. McCarthy should get some credit for that, too. But, I mean, he's number one pick overall if you redraft the entire league. For
yeah.
me, yeah. I mean,
no,
he's the first pick, and it's an easy pick. He's got two touchdown passes in every game this season. That's just two. That's just... Start with that. He's got a streak of five straight games with three or more touchdown passes.
And he does the discount double check.
And he discount
really
double check.
Rodgers!
I mean, I actually like it.
Great commercial.
I like his acting in that.
Yeah. Everybody
gets
funny, an award
except
for that.
The guy. The other guy in it I don't like.
No, the robot? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that guy's stupid.
No, I like him too.
It's a solid spot all yeah. the way around.
Yeah. Yeah. So get to your fun thing.
All right, so I am fascinated.
I didn't prep for this.
Fascinated behind one specific Green Bay Packer. KT, who's your favorite Green Bay Packer, not Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh. Greg Jennings.
Well, you're
who's
wrong.
Who's your third favorite?
Because well, the proper answer
you're wrong.
Is Jordy Nelson.
What rank was Jordy Nelson? How long to you?
Like 12.
Okay.
You're crazy. Second white guy on the list.
So Jordy Nelson.
Clay Matthews?
John Kuhn.
Watch your mouth.
How do you like that?
Watch your mouth.
I see your favorite, though.
Says a lot.
So what got me thinking about him specifically, I've been watching him a little bit, and he's basically the unstoppable force with Rodgers right now. And there was talk over the last 10 days, 14 days, that he is, part of his success is because he is looked over because he's a white wide receiver.
Yes.
I don't care about that.
We Saroys don't see color.
Absolutely not. But it did make me think.
We don't see color.
Except Fitz.
Where does he?
Yeah, that's
where
the only
does
color
he
we
fit,
hate is Fitz.
Where does he fit in the best white wide receivers of all time? Now he's
Jordy.
Yes, he's too early. It's
yes.
too early in the process. But who were the best white wide receivers of all time? Wait. I have found for you.
Hold on. We all get to play.
Stand by. You can all play this game.
Everyone, don't shout Steve Largent at the same
Everybody
time.
Everybody driving in
down.
Your car, think about the.
We all want Largent.
And I will give you a clue that one. Is not a wide receiver. One is a tight end. So,
oh my gosh!
So the top 10 white wide receivers.
How is this determined by statistics?
Top 10 white pass catchers.
The best, most productive white pass catchers
what
of the last 30 years.
Shades of white.
Go.
Who is Tony Gonzalez? What color is he?
Not in there. No.
Okay. I just need to know what we're starting
over the last how many years?
Here, I'll start with number 10.
No.
Ever.
However, just let us guess.
Okay. In the last 30 years. Basically the past
Steve Largent,
the last 30 years.
Oh. I was going to say Raymond Berry from like way back in the day.
No, it's he's not on the list.
Okay, Steve Largent.
Let's not worry about the details too much. The ones you've heard of.
All right.
Wes Welker.
Yeah.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the list.
What's Steve Largent?
Steve Largent is number 1. He had 819
receptions. Look whose guns are back up.
13,000
yards.
Look
at the forearm veins.
Exactly 100 touchdowns.
Look at the right arm forearm veins.
Compared to the left.
And the only Hall of Famer on the list.
Ed McCaffrey.
Ooh. Yeah. Easy Ed McCaffrey, number 4.
Chris Collinsworth.
Number 2.
Oh, I'm...
Mark Shimura.
I was going to say that, damn it, Kevin.
Not on the list.
That's my forearm hitting the mic.
We're not mentioning hot tubs here.
How about Jason Witten?
Not on the list.
Brandon Stokely.
Ooh.
That is a good guess, but not on the list.
Todd Heap.
I quit.
Baltimore, Todd Heap.
No. There is one tight end, and he's the person you're missing in the top four so far.
Is it the Giants tight end guy?
And he...
Mark Bavaro?
Cowboys fans do not like this person.
Dwight Clark.
Boom!
Whoa!
Dwight Clark.
Back up.
Pythons.
All right.
Hold on. Just give us clues, though. Don't give us... Just give us the team.
The New York Jets.
Wayne Corbett.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. How about the Cardinals?
Ricky Prohl.
Boom!
Damn!
Did you look this up?
No.
That's
that was
bad.
Really
no,
smart.
You found my run sheet, didn't you?
He's good at sports.
Yeah. Also Cardinals, but from 76 to 86. This one you're probably not going
to
get.
Wait, Cardinals 76 to 86?
Yes. 468 receptions, 7,000 yards, 37 touchdowns. Pat Tilly.
No.
What?
Pete Tenney?
Pete Tenney.
Green Bay.
Pete Tenney blew his
Hacker.
Knee out playing flag football.
Bill Schrader?
That's right.
Pete Tenney.
Schrader's number 9 on the list.
Is Blitnikoff in here?
And then the number 10 wide receiver, white wide receiver of all time, but number 1.
In your hearts?
For the Cirque du Soroy show.
It's a dolphin, right?
Come on, Mike.
I don't know.
Yes,
number 10? Jimmy Cephalo?
All this talk about arms.
Oh, Joe Giravicious?
Joe Giravicious. Lithuanian.
La Bai Gadai. Joe Giravicious, the only Super Bowl I ever went to was the Raiders-Bucks, and he was for the Bucks. He won the Super Bowl. He is Lithuanian. Juravicius, if you want to properly pronounce his last name, as my mom is right now nodding her head and smiling because she's happy. And he was getting asked all these questions, and I walk up, and I'm in media, yeah, right. I have Cash's media cred, and I walk up to Joe Giravicius, and I'm like, hey, can I take a picture of your Lithuanian tat? Because he's got it on the gun. He's got, like, the Lithuanian shield. And he was so happy. He's like, oh, yeah. Flexes, and I pull out my little click, my, like, disposable camera.
Media.
Pretty much the only disposable camera in the media department. Click. And I'm also holding so much crap that they give away.
You stole,
like seat cushions.
Chris Mortensen's like, media gift.
Right, all this crap that no actual media member wants, but I just got dozens
koozies
of it.
For a lifetime.
Well, look at that. That was fun.
How about that?
We didn't even get to... Oh, we still got a few minutes. You want to get to the second game?
Yeah. Well, the third game, actually.
Who are the greatest white Ravens and white Niners? We're not going to keep this game?
Joe Montana.
No, we'll talk about the Cowboys in a minute, but it's 49ers and it's Baltimore Ravens. It's Battle O the Broskies at 7:20 tonight. Ravens playing on Thanksgiving for the first time in their franchise history. 49ers, they haven't played on Thanksgiving since 1972, Cash.
It's at the Big Crab Cake.
And in 1972, they defeated your Dallas Cowboys 31-10. Sean Bass, 1972, 49ers starting quarterback.
1972?
You know, I'll ask you and Cash, who both should know this.
1972.
It wasn't Steve DeBerg.
Kemp.
You're half right.
Boy.
Steve
Tacos All Carbone.
For this trivia question, do you guys need an advisor?
Yeah, sure.
An advisor?
Spurrier.
Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
Do you get my clue?
Yeah, I did.
That was fun.
Took me a second.
Yeah, Steve Spurrier, the starting cue the last time they played on Thanksgiving. So, more importantly, though, first ever meeting between two broskies in the NFL. What do you think about this?
If you and I, this is very far-fetched, if you and I were head
we're
coaches...
We're handed the keys to an NFL franchise.
Two NFL franchises.
Yeah, not once, but twice.
Like, not only do you have to find one owner stupid enough to hire one of us, but you have to find two.
No, you just need to find one, and then whichever one of us it is has to get real lucky and do good, and then...
And
you
hire the other one.
Well, yeah, it maybe is an assistant.
And then they get another job somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's the way we would...
Who do you think would win? Who would outfox each other?
No. Who would Vita root for?
No, she'd have the stupid half-and-half jersey.
Yeah.
She'd have the stupid split jersey.
I would be running.
I know what you'd be running. Listen, I guarantee you'd be running a flea flicker based offense.
That's right. I would run a flea flicker based offense.
Your fans would just hate you.
Oh, dude.
No.
All he wants is flea flickers.
A flea flicker based offense. You never know. And then always.
You never know.
And then, that's your offense motto?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you never know.
Secondarily, we always go for two. Those would be my two major.
I think
push
this will work. Vita's extra happy today because we didn't follow the orphanage. Think about that.
We'll ask her about it. 12:50.
Yeah,
she is. Flea flicker based.
What would your team motto be?
Go, fight. Big fight.
Oh, yeah, but my plan sucks.
There's one play I do want, which is, think of it, like a 10-yard out to the right, okay? And the receiver catches it, and then it's not a pitch, it's not a hook and ladder. He physically, just like a quarterback, throws the ball back the entire length of the field to a running back who's then running the left flats. Like, the underutilized play in football is the throw, like a beautiful quarterback throw, but backward across the entire field.
You are looking at me seriously talking about this play.
Man, I'm
dumbest thing
2 minutes
heard.
Ago after making fun of my flea flicker base.
Music City Miracle. That's why. Yes, exactly. Kind of like the Music City Miracle, but planned. This is why my team's going to
like
bat for you.
Planned.
This is why when we walk out of the field and we say, go fight, you don't know what to expect. We're
because
throwing
I'm
the ball backward.
Because I'm running a flea flicker on you. And
you're
dead.
Busy pitching around flea flickers.
You're dead.
Well, we will ask Vita who we think is going to win that matchup at 12:50 when we call her. We'll ask Miss Price all kinds of crazy questions about the Cowboys and Dolphin game. That's at 12:30.
But
we have a game show at 12:10 we haven't even mentioned that we left these idiots in charge of.
A lot of stuff in the show. But guess what's next?
What? Oh, no.
Thank Bot?
We usually have SportsBot 2K3, but he's dressed up today, so I'm already defeated. It's ThankBot 1492 next on the ticket.
Look at this guy.
Biting. He's biting his underlip.
Wait, wait.
Oh, my gosh. You leave him in charge of the music. 11:32, the time on Thanksgiving. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody, from the ticket. How about that for sincerity? Dead serious. This is a fun holiday, and
I'm thankful for the P1s. I'm thankful for family, friends, my lovely wife. That's it.
That's pretty nice, too.
Yep.
We have a little thing. We wheel in a little kind of a friend of the show, I guess, or contributor to the show. He's a little sports robot. His name's SportsBot2K3, but he wasn't available today. Just kidding. It's him. It's dressed up. It's ThankBot1492. Yeah. Come in here, little guy. Look who's got...
Look at that. Look at those little feathers. Hi, buddy.
Look at him.
What's going... I know. Hey.
He's dressed up nice.
He's a little stuffing. He's been rolling through stuffing.
That's stuffing on him? On the outside of him?
No, the tracks. See the tracks?
Oh.
Okay. Stuffing tracks.
Okay. Why don't you print us up some stories? ThankBot 1492.
Why is it 1492? The Thanksgiving didn't start until... I mean, 1492 is when
Columbus sailed the ocean blue, my man.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is brought to you... I'm sure that they didn't know that, number one, we were going to be in here. Number two, idiot bot 14 whatever was going to be here. But this segment is sponsored by HoltDodge.com. So go buy yourself a Dodge on the internet and think a turkey bot 400. 6 degrees of separation, Cash. You're aware of this, right?
Kevin Bacon.
Yes, that's 6 degrees or 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon, whatever it is. But the original 6 degrees finding, which was published in 1967 by psychologists, is meant to think that we're all separated by just 6 degrees, everybody on planet Earth.
Now, that's real.
Well, it's thought to be real, but this was done in 67, and the way he did this was 296 volunteers were asked to send a message by postcard through friends and then friends of friends to a specific person.
Sounds like there's no holes in this.
No holes in this at all. So that's how he determined that 6 degrees would separate the whole world. But technology, Cash, is here. It is upon us.
Thank you.
In the way of Facebook. So we have a new blank degrees of separation that Facebook has pulled off.
Do you like websites?
And instead of 296 volunteers, they use 721 million Facebook users. That is more than one-tenth of the world's population. And after much research and Bunsen burners,
what?
You know, and hot plates, and temperature-controlled rooms and whatnot, they have determined that the average number of acquaintances separating any two people on planet Earth was not 6, but 4.74.
So using Facebook... Okay, but the old method, you had to actually know the human being.
That is one of the loopholes in this, is that I have many thousand Facebook friends.
So
who aren't who aren't actually like friends, but right. Yeah. So if you're utilizing,
so if they're on the list,
technically
of
friends, yes.
Friends in quotes,
4.74.
I could be connected to Jack Nicholson really easily.
That's the average number of links from one arbitrary selected person to another. In the United States, where more than half of the people over 13 are on Facebook, it's just 4.37. So 4.37.
Who would be your Facebook friend that has the most reach?
Probably.
I think I know mine.
Mike Reiner, Corby. I don't know. Like, hey,
obviously,
the,
me. What,
Norm.
I
yeah,
think
Grooves.
I'm Facebook friends with Mark Cuban.
Hey now. Oh.
So
oh, I'm sorry. Well, why don't we get him on the phone and wish him a Thanksgiving? No, he's your friend.
Watch your feet.
Why don't you pop?
No, you're.
Why don't you dial him up? Grab the phone there. Pop Mark Cuban on the phone.
I'm
for
too
us.
Bad.
My point is,
what
is
happened?
That would connect me with a lot of people. Right.
That's what happens when you walk up to him and say hello.
He says, "Oh."
He just kind of like. Shakes his head and says, no.
He puts his hand out to shake it, but then moves it back and combs his hair.
Cool. And says, not friends.
No.
All right, so 4.34. ThankBot 1492, give me a sports story. Yeah, hi, buddy. I know. Pay attention to me, though.
He does look great.
Thank you. Oh, I love you too, buddy. All right. San Diego, California. A woman dons a bikini in an effort to find dog. A woman took to the streets Wednesday to find her lost chihuahua, and she won't clothe herself or eat until the dog comes home. Okay, well, you know, people are missing their dogs, and you go to desperate measures. Arlene Mosa Corona wore a bikini
and held up a sign with pictures of her dog. Ooh, I'm going to get this right. Cheese pizza. I'm sure that means something awful that I shouldn't have said.
Cheese pizza?
No. Not I'll cheese have one. Pizza.
I love, yeah.
Did
she name her dog cheese pizza?
That's pretty hot.
Let me see.
The student of California, San Diego, said she tried everything to find her dog, from calling the pound, that's on one end of the spectrum, to contacting a pet psychic on the other side of the spectrum. So the only other option was to wear her bikini in the 50-degree weather and not eat until she finds the dog.
How's that going to help?
I don't know.
Because someone's going to want to offer her cheese pizza because...
she's listed her phone number and multiple pictures of cheese pizza on her signs. Against my family's wishes, I will be skipping my family Thanksgiving celebration this year and standing out here alone in an effort to be reunited with my dog.
So she figures standing there in a bikini makes everyone look at her.
Right.
Not eating makes her skinny and more desirable to the male.
Right.
And then you end up reading the sign and say, oh...
And now she's
love cheese pizza.
She's doing her own Occupy bit.
Right.
Yeah, when you take her out to dinner.
Her final quote is, Thanksgiving
never
will
call
not,
her again.
Mm-mm. Thanksgiving will not be the same without cheese pizza.
Just so you know, a quick Google search. Cheese pizza means little spark. Cheese pizza is an album from the soap opera Cheese Pizza, starring Lucietto. Probably a...
Think, but you know
probably
what little sparks, don't
telenuela.
You?
I think she's very cute.
All right, Rich.
All right, cool.
Print another story, ThankBot 1492. Police in Sydney. Good day, mate. Actually works for once. Actually is Australia. Mystery man left nearly $1 million cash in an upscale pizzeria. No doubt shortly after eating a cheese pizza.
For a tip?
No, he actually just he left it. He was all nervous looking. He was nervous and sweating.
What?
And he left it and got the hell out of there. A man wearing shorts and a tank top left the suitcase at Cafe Marco on Tuesday morning.
Well, this is a drug deal gone wrong.
Who wears shorts and a tank top when you're carrying around that kind of bread?
The Lebowski?
Somebody buying a bunch of weed.
$1 million worth of weed?
Or the coke or the meth. I don't know.
LSD.
LSD, mate.
What else, Storm?
PCP. Opiates.
Could be anything.
Marijuana.
And if you cocaine. Buy all that stuff, it's expensive.
So then they found the guy and arrested him, and then after they arrested him, he suffered an unknown medical problem and was taken to the hospital, and they were waiting to figure out what's wrong with him and then get to the bottom of
it. It's heart palpitations because he went in there. That is so out of Pulp Fiction.
Is that a tip?
Straight out of Pulp Fiction. Just a briefcase that's magical, full of money.
What's the biggest tip you ever got, Bubba? You used to be a waiter.
Oh, I don't know. Probably... $100 or something like
Let
that?
Let me crush your story.
Cash.
Why do you ask me things only to just cut me off immediately?
Okay, tell your story then.
Oh, I don't have a story, but I was...
I do have a story. We have 4 minutes till the end of the segment.
You asked me a question. I was answering the question, and then you just cut me off as if
it's
you
It's funnier
didn't...
if I cut you off mid-sentence.
Boom.
Don't shush me.
Boom. Well, I do have a good story. I respected your shush. I have a good story about getting a big tip. I'm sorry. From a National League valuable player.
All I'm saying is next time, just tell your story.
From an L. Don't start it up. Don't ask you, then cut, right. Then go. Okay.
Just tell your story.
Okay. I'll give you that.
All right.
Let's go share a cheese pizza. Get out of here. I used to work at a restaurant in Tucson, Arizona, the spring training home of your Colorado Rockies.
Okay.
And Larry Walker, former National League MVP, gave me a $225 tip.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why he did it, because we had a little trivia game, you know, the...
What was the bill?
Way, way less than that. I don't know. Probably $100, maybe? Under 100?
So he liked you.
Yes, but there's a reason for it, because you know the little NTN trivia game in bars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. I gave you a huh.
We had that game, right? And I worked at this, and I like trivia, so after enough time, you see all the questions.
So you
I mean,
know
after
the answers.
Months, you know? I mean, I play the game a lot. You see all the questions, so you know the answers. So he's there playing against the owner of the Rockies, of the Colorado Rockies. I can't remember the dude's name. And it was shortly after he just signed a monster
were
deal.
Were they sitting together?
Yeah, yeah. They were sitting together at a bar. I worked at a bar, right?
Oh, were you going 4-3?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
And I think I'd asked him prior how much they're playing for, and he admitted some insane amount of money they were gambling because Larry Walker just signed a massive deal with whoever the hell the guy's name is.
Got my signing bonus on this. Help me, Mike.
Basically, yes. So... He and I also distinctly remember them both getting wrong the question of how many professional baseball teams are in the state of California. And they both, like, went facepalm, went, I forgot the Angels, or whoever it was. And they got it wrong. But I would stand behind Larry Walker, and every now and again he'd look at me, and I'd give him, like, a deuce and tell him an answer. And then he'd zip it in there real quick.
And
he probably made $25,000 on these damn trivia games.
And he gave you 10%.
And he gave me my cheddar.
Gave me my cut.
So Larry Walker.
So you're
gave
behind
me,
the owner.
And I kept the receipt for a long time. I don't know where it is though. Yeah. So hey, that's MLB money.
Hey, ThankBot.
You ever got any MLB money?
I got iPhone money. Fax me something, ThankBot. All right, thank you. A passenger on a U.S. Airways flight said that he was forced to stand for 7 hours.
No.
After he was squeezed out of his seat by an obese man sitting next to him.
I squeezed.
This person named Arthur Berkowitz, that he didn't fly from Alaska to Philadelphia on 901. He stood. His size. His size. What did I say? I didn't fly. He foot. Whatever. His size required both armrests to be raised.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
And allowed for his body to cover half of my seat. It did not allow me to use my seatbelt during takeoff and landing.
What is he doing then?
I have no idea.
He's standing up during takeoff and landing?
Evidently.
Because this dude's spilling over?
He couldn't use his seatbelt during takeoff and landing, as well as required me to stand in the aisle and the galley area for most of my 7-hour-plus flight. I don't understand.
I thought that was legal. Didn't Kevin Smith get kicked off a plane for that and then flip out on Twitter?
Berkowitz said that he alerted flight attendants to the problem, but they were unable to accommodate him, according to his account on this website. They were very sympathetic, but they could not do anything. No other seats existed on the plane. They would not permit me to sit in their jump seats and fully acknowledge the mistake by their gate agent in allowing an individual on the plane without requiring him to purchase and occupy two seats. So
Berkowitz was the fat dude?
No, he was the guy that had to stand.
Son of Sandwich.
Sorry.
That just happened.
That is funny.
You could have held it. So anyway.
And Berkowitz wasn't even the fat guy, so I had to squeeze the joke in. It didn't even make any sense.
Squeeze.
Son of Sandwich, though.
So
aren't we having fun?
Yeah. We're on team having,
I'm having fun.
Aren't
we?
Having food.
Thumbs up. If you're having fun, one, two,
so they're supposed
three.
To,
we're having fun here, no?
So you're supposed to sell two seats to somebody if they're unfortunate enough to be of size?
Yes.
God, could you imagine? Both armrests have to be up, and you're
just going, all right, 17B, 17B, and 13, 14.
And the whole thing.
And you're kind of looking, and then you look down, and there he is.
Breathing hard.
Just sweaty and breathing hard.
I sat in a plane one time.
Spilling over in your seat.
I sat in a plane one time.
How you doing, man?
Where the person had to use...
I mean, I'm big.
The seat belts. He was sitting between the two seats. So the entry on one side... And the male part and the female part of the seatbelts.
Oh, like two
from
seats?
Opposite chairs over them. Yeah. And it was like up on his chest. And...
Good Lord. Mm. All right, Sports Spot.
Oh, my God.
Let's do one more fun thing. Is that printing it?
There it is.
He's
okay, buddy. It's okay.
Shaking his toner. Oh, it's a Thanksgiving Day name draft.
Oh.
It's an interactive game for us to all play.
Bot.
This is where Michael say any random first name, and we will showdown while staring at each other until we run out of names, and then a victor stands.
Oh, man, this is going to be a tough one. I don't know. Oliver.
Who's first?
I'm first. Former Dolphin safety Louie Oliver.
Oliver Luck, father of Andrew Luck.
Okay, Oliver North.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver, the dude we used to play flag football with, and we nicknamed him Oliver the Field. He's really slow, but it was a great nickname, so it counts.
I think Oliver was a Broadway play, so I would say the main character from the play.
The worst wheezing laugh ever. All right, fine. Lawrence Oliver. Yeah, you're up.
Don't, Sean.
We're easy here. It's a holiday.
Oliver.
And you guys all hold them in, and anyone we forgot, you guys can say. Kevin looks like he's got an easy one to wear.
Oliver. I don't have any.
Yes! Lawrence Oliver, yeah, he won it.
Damn it.
All right, we forget. Anybody?
Darren Oliver?
Oh, Darren Oliver? My God!
God, I hate
Oliver Platt.
That's
Oliver
why I don't Platt. Like this for
yeah,
the
Oliver. Oliver.
This is why I don't like this game when it's just you and me.
Because there's always like four simple Darren Oliver.
And when we're staring
like,
at each
on
other.
On the... current AL champion team.
Let's go Rangers.
Part of the Domino's game.
Sorry, everybody.
Thank you, Sports ThankBot.
Thanks, ThankBot. Beat it. Do a quick drop off. Quick drop off. Go, 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 go. Drop off, drop off.
Gobbler's nom.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready, Wizard?
301.
All right, and Richard?
250.
I got
your winner.
Come on.
Richard Sawyer.
No!
Gobblers, no.
53 times.
53?
Way overshot that. You are not as good at this as I thought you were.
Cowboys Dolphins preview next on the ticket.
Oh.
Cowboys. Cowboys. Cowboys.
Football.
Later. 11:54 is the time. It's lightly edited.
What the hell's happening here?
You know who that is?
My boy Sleep.
What? We stumbled upon this a couple days ago. That's one of the security guards downstairs here at our building.
That's his song?
Fort yeah. Mac.
That's Fort Mac.
Mac Momu.
And Sean, there's a video, and you'll know, you'll recognize him if we show it to you.
Really?
And like, video. And it's like well produced. The song's
it's great editing.
Kind of
really
catchy.
Good. Yeah.
You
really
can
well
holla
shot.
At me later.
The video.
At the end, he walks in basically in his work clothes, though, which is kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of the video is shot outside
yeah,
of the building.
Yeah, like
here.
In the mirrored glass
You're
outside. Kidding, he's
really?
Kind of in front of the mirror.
By the fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's pretty solid. Fountain reflection.
And he stops in the middle of it and yells
right.
at you for parking in
I
the visitor spot.
That.
Yeah, that's Mac
he's
Mo.
Put an orange sticker on somebody's car.
Trying to lure in a stalker. Just hide in the bushes.
Mac Mo, our boy. All right, today's game day, suckas. Miami Dolphins in town. Fifth time ever these two have faced each other on Thanksgiving Day. One of those very famous. See, let's full disclosure here. We are natives of Miami. We are Dolphin fans for our whole lives.
That's right.
Dolphins are our boo.
So sick of these Dolphins.
Sorry, Captain Steve Z. These Dolphins are, they're playing well. But you know what? We have to admit, and I was watching yesterday some of the highlights from that 93 game, the very famous Leon Lett game. Forgot about Keith Byers' longest touchdown run of his career.
77 yards?
Yeah, I think 70-something. I don't remember what it was. Never seen. They're in the air, they're on the ground, they're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl.
Not really.
But look, Dolphins suck, okay? So don't be mad at us. And I was just talking to Cash during the break. It's like, who are you cheering for today? Because I do love the Cowboys as well. I want the Cowboys to go just for job's sake and for fun's sake. And I want to go on a road trip and win us a road game.
I'm rooting for Cowboys.
I think I am. I don't know.
I'm rooting for Cowboys.
It means more
to the Cowboys.
That being said, that 93 game was one of the better memories that I remember. I remember being very excited that Thanksgiving Day with the second chance when Leon Lett screw up. And before anyone gets too mad at us, listen to these facts from that 93 game. Right after the Dolphins win, they lost five straight games and missed the playoffs. Right after the Cowboys lost, they won eight straight to sweep all the way through the Super Bowl.
I heard Bob and Dan talking about this yesterday.
Oh, really?
That loss
mm-hmm.
was the last loss that Jimmy Johnson had as a Cowboys head coach.
Really?
He won the rest of the games, they won the Super Bowl, and then he was gone. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. It was crazy to see. I watched the highlights yesterday. It was on NFL Network the whole game. They showed Jerry just celebrating after. I mean, it's kind of a famous shot, you know, and he's celebrating. And then you can see when he looks over it. Wait, what? What are they talking
it's
about?
Like Bobby Bowden in that with a wide right game. What,
yes.
What
yeah. Exactly. So anyway, pretty long history between these two teams.
I've got a prediction to make.
Thanksgiving Day. What is it, Cash?
I was listening also to the Hardline, and Mike Reiner was talking about how the only reason that people go to Cowboys games is to get on the big screen. He was really adamant about. You know, nobody's actually going to the game. They're just going to get on the big screen.
Five Super Bowls.
Does anybody know, has there been a sighting yet of Jugs on that screen?
Oh, Bear Jug?
Yeah.
Pop one out?
Anybody,
Jugs plural or one?
The first time, I went to the first game, the Giants game, a couple years ago, and the first thing I thought about is that screen is so big, there's going to be some girl who wants to be the first one to go Jugs out.
She wants to break the Jugs barrier?
Right.
Jugs.
She wants to You're be the Jackie Robinson.
Juggy Robinson.
Of Jugs on that screen. I'm predicting...
Today?
Today is the day.
You're just calling Jugs
I'm
on the big
calling
screen?
Calling Jugs.
Machine, I just got this email from a strong P.
Okay. What?
Mike, currently enjoying the broadcasting? I'll start with that.
So far, so good.
Lauren Elania just screwed the pooch on the national anthem before the Detroit-Green Bay game.
Yep.
Pulled the audio. If you're interested, highlights. She lays out on herself. The crowd starts booing, and then Joe Buck has a comment. So is this?
Let's get that.
Is this insane?
Might listen tomorrow morning for the e-break.
Oh, there you go. Kevin was freaking out about
desperate
e-break
because I don't want to be nominated twice.
Here, let me.
He was fiending.
Do we have it?
For e-brakes.
I'm sending this to Mike.
Okay. Forward it to me.
Let's have that in the next segment.
Machine.com.
Yeah, I want to hear that. All right, so game day today. This is a Dolphin team that is far better than 3-7. That's not news. They started the year 0-7.
And they were far better when they were 0-7.
Right. They could have 6 wins right now, easy. They could have beat Cleveland. They lost in overtime to the Giants, and Tebow came back and miracled them. Otherwise, they'd have 6 wins, and they'd be square in the middle of the AFC playoff hunt. And not to say they're not right now. The entire AFC, with the exception of the Colts, has between 3-7 wins. I mean, they are all bunched together. Granted, Miami only has 3, and they're not going to make the playoffs. And the Cowboys are a better team, but this Dolphin defense is out of their head right now. Listen to this. The 3 straight games since they allowed a touchdown. I mean,
you know,
period. Granted,
That's what I was going to say. It's odd when you think about, okay, they got a 3-game winning streak against 3 teams that are, you know, subpar, but they're blowouts, and they're not allowing a touchdown.
At Kansas City versus Washington versus Buffalo. I mean, not great teams.
But still.
But obviously, the Cowboys had their hands full with Washington. They've outscored those teams by 86-20, the score in the last 3 games. And they have not allowed a touchdown.
The whole offense has changed since Moore went under center for the Dolphins, and he's brought in Anthony Fasano, so the tight end has become part of the offense. They're not just completely predictable, and they're not... The Packers dangerous, but they're able to move the ball, and they will challenge the Cowboys both down the field and in the running game, where they've got 2 guys in Daniel Thomason and Reggie Bush that are running with a committed style, and this isn't a pop gun offense. They have weapons. They have some explosives.
The offense doesn't scare me. I mean, I think the Cowboys D will be able to handle Matt Moore and the Dolphins offense, but the Dolphins D, I fear. And, you know, factor in Fiametta as much as you need to. If they're trying to become the first team since the 2000 Steelers to go 4 straight games without allowing a touchdown. I mean, call it what you want, but they're playing epic defense over the last 3 games. I don't know what switched off in their head. And again, as Dolphin fans, it's almost more frustrating than anything to think, well, nice waste of a season. Nice. Thanks for starting to play in November. But 3-7 is the record, but that is a really good 3-7 team.
If you don't know the name Cameron Wake, you probably will learn to hate him today at some point, because he's the defensive end that's going to be going up against Tyron Smith.
Number 91.
And
yeah,
he is the kind of talented player that if he was on a good team, you would know more about. He's only got 5.5, 6 sacks, something like that, but he's got a big power rush, and it's the kind of player that Smith has a problem with, so it'll be interesting to see how he keeps him off of Romo's back.
They yoked that dude out of the Canadian Football League, and he is rock solid, number 91. And you know what? Like you say, Tyron Smith v. Cam Wake, the other side of the ball, way more intriguing.
Yeah, this is okay. Shocking. This is crazy that the Cowboys...
For those of you who don't recall who the right tackle is for the Miami Dolphins, it's Mark Colombo.
Yeah.
Like, if you give me every human in the NFL, you give me every tackle, okay, and every outside linebacker / pass rushing specialist, whatever you want to call DeMarcus Ware, okay, my top pick out of all the rushers would be DeMarcus Ware. My last pick out of all the tackles would be Mark Colombo. And this is the matchup today. Yeah. I mean,
there's going to be a lot of chip help coming up.
Are we going to get a lesson in, okay, maybe Mark Colombo wasn't as bad as he is in our heads? Because in my head, it's just a turnstile of DeMarcus Ware just running through, over, and around Mark Colombo and dragging Matt Moore to the ground a half dozen times today. And it can't be that bad. So I think we're all about to realize that Mark Colombo wasn't as bad as we probably remember him to be, but
it's just...
I mean, 2 sacks,
it's
such minimum?
Bad taste. Well, I mean, it seems like he gets 2 sacks falling out of bed in the morning when he doesn't have somebody that we consider to be a weak spot
right.
In the offensive line. But, you know, I think any offense must find DeMarcus Ware and must do anything that it can do to chip or to have a tight end over there or whatever, but much more so when you've got what we know Colombo brings to the table.
Right, so... Eyes on 94 today. Hopefully he's nasty. Romo, like I said earlier in the show, I put Aaron Rodgers, Tim Tebow in that category of guys who right now I'm just really into watching. And Romo's there as well. I mean, the guy is playing so good. It almost seems like people just wait for him to screw up and then light the torches and freak out. And whatever, it's so played out. I don't want to say how great we're lucky to have Romo, whatever. I mean, he's not Joe Montana, but he's still pretty damn good. But he's dominant on Thanksgiving. You know, he's 4-0 career on Thanksgiving. 12 touchdowns, 4 picks. And Romo led teams have outscored the opposition 130-29 in the 4 games that he started on Thanksgiving.
Going back and watching that Redskins game the way that I did before the show, those two touchdown passes, both going off to his left and throwing back across, one where Witten made the great, you know,
gorgeous,
you know,
decision, everything.
And the other one was the short touchdown pass
to LaRon Robinson.
People talk about Romo's athleticism, and I think it falls on deaf ears because his athleticism is not a Mike Vick athleticism. You know, it's not a flashy run with the ball, but he can spin and pirouette, get his head around, keep his legs underneath him to have a steady, perfect throw like most guys just can't do. I mean, Tony Romo is super talented, and he's also got the biggest spotlight on him just because of his job and what city he does his job in. But man, he's in that rarefied air. Maybe he's not Aaron Rodgers' rarefied air, but he is playing at such a high level, yep. And it's with the running game, it makes the game that much easier for him.
We'll see if it continues today, because, again, Dolphin defense nasty, but Romo's on top of his stuff right now. Brandon Marshall, one other thing. I just can't wait to see Brandon Marshall against Terrence Newman and Orlando Scandrick. And you know what? We're about out of time, and it's lucky because I just want to crush Orlando Scandrick. The tackle attempt he made in overtime, yeah, when the game, yeah, yeah, and maybe, yeah, the season is on the line, yeah, and you dive at the feet, face first into the dirt at Gaffney or whoever it was, probably running back at the time. I would think that Rob Ryan watches that. I mean, how could Rob Ryan not watch that play and just sit in some darkened offense with a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios sitting on his belly and just keep rewinding it and watching it, rewinding it, watching it, and thinking, I cannot put this man on the field. Now, they sign Orlando Scandrick to a nice deal. He's the heir to the job of Terrence Newman, I'm told. But make a play, and especially in overtime, make a damn tackle. Damn it, Orlando Scandrick. He's going to get run over by Brandon Marshall. You think he wants to tackle Brandon Marshall?
I don't think so.
No.
All right, I'm hearing that we do have the national anthem, so we'll save that for the next segment, or maybe just to begin the 12:30. Oh. At the beginning of the Miss Price segment, we'll play it.
You can holla at me later.
But coming up next,
what is it?
It's Fort Mac. In my voice.
Give some props to our security guard, son.
But I'm a little concerned because he doesn't care about my problems. What if the 13th floor is on fire?
Doesn't care.
I need him to care.
He cares about his paper.
Game show next.
Game show next.
Only on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. So hot, makes me think it's time to drop that strut.
Around the park is a PC. Idiot. I'm not waiting for the chorus. I don't care. 12:14. No. We gotta go. We had a game show play. But here comes.
You can't stuff. You can't stuff this.
Okay.
Alright.
That's the last song we let you play.
No chance.
12:14 the time. We're going till 1 today. We got Miss Price joining us from Cowboys Stadium. No doubt to yell stuff at us at 12:30 right now. It's time for Ticket Game Show. Hello.
Hey-o. My two favorite brothers right there. What are y'all doing, gentlemen?
Good.
We're
doing
great.
Okay. We don't even know what we're playing.
We're doing holiday ticket combat.
Okay.
You
me
versus the other one,
okay,
over there.
Team Go-Go Fight v. Team Flea Flicker.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
There's three rounds to this ordeal.
Yep.
The first round is going to be entitled, Who's in My Mouth?
Okay.
And what we're going to do is play parts of an interview, and you have to guess who the person is interviewing.
A ticket
famous
interview?
Famous ticket interview.
This is all ticket audio, right?
All ticket audio.
So you'll like it.
Ticket encased.
All right.
So,
when in doubt, play
yes
ticket audio.
See, the thing is, you'll have to chime in. Whoever chimes in first.
Okay. What do we say to chime in?
We actually have passwords. Yeah, that's a good idea, right?
Okay.
Mike's going to say gobble.
Gobble. It's Thanksgiving.
Cash is going to say nuts.
Oh, okay.
So let's try it real quick. Go ahead, Mike.
Gobble.
Cash.
Nuts.
Okay, all right. Seems like you got it. All right, we're going to start.
Well-oiled machine.
I'm right here. So we're going to start in the first round, which is
so
who,
if we think we know the answer, I say
think
gobble.
You know who the person
nuts
is interviewing on the other end.
Are nuts a popular Thanksgiving dish?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Why am I saying nuts?
So the first round is Who's in My Mouth. So this is going to be the first interview we're going to roll out here. You're guessing who the person is interviewing.
And the second we think we know what the answer is?
You say gobble, he
say
says
gobble
nuts,
okay,
and you go on with the answer. Here's the first interview happening now.
Well, you talk about the depth on this team, and
gobble.
Nuts.
Mike.
Rick Carlisle.
Check.
Check. You talk about the depth on this team, and it seems like at the point, obviously, winning 10 straight, you're in a good way,
you,
but it seems like
question,
the guys
really
are starting to, I guess, find
is
comfort in their
question
roles. Deshaun
he
Stevenson, I think, has
nice
started 15,
here,
16 straight
long
games now. Sean Marion has been very productive
mask
off the bench. Jed is himself. Brendan Haywood has been, I would say, very
names
good over
the
last handful of games. And do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you you've already established?
No.
Now, I
yes. Got Carlisle.
One of the greatest.
One point for Wizard Soroy.
Yes. Not replicate that, by the way.
No, I never. You can try.
No, I've tried.
Yeah, you. We made you try.
All right, on to the next interview. You know the rules. Gobble for you, and nuts for you.
Mm-hmm. Nuts for me.
This is the second interview. Here we go.
I wanted to ask you a serious question. It's not really serious, but it's the idea of your impact on sports with regards to causes. I mean, we see all the little girls here who feel you're a major hero to them and so forth. And I'm almost wondering,
can I stick my tongue down your throat?
Cash.
Meaham.
Correct!
Yes. Wow!
Boom, pow, bang!
Yes! So he played the drop of...
yeah.
He played that drop in the middle of it?
Krubs played that.
Yeah. Can I...
And you can hear Dan giggling in the background in the beginning. I think he's like,
play
this.
All right.
So anyway,
one
tie right now. Third interview happening right now on the ticket. Sports radio.
And not a lot of people know this, but
nuts.
Actually the...
Cash.
Corso.
Correct!
Yes!
2-1.
Whatever.
At Cash Sports 2.
And not a lot of people know this, but is actually the second person to pose nude.
Correct. Oh, you beeped it out.
Yeah.
Or did I read that wrong?
I think you read that
one. Let's move on.
Next
one. All right. Next interview for the Who's in My Mouth portion.
Okay. 2-1. You're leading.
You get particularly fired up this time of year with the NCAA tournament?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's something that, you know, you goes on, and you know how it was when I played in it. So it was awesome. You know, it's something... You know, college kids that experience.
Some of the talented guys that you played with, I think you played with Steve Kerr and Sean Elliott. You still stay in contact with these guys?
Yeah, I talked to those guys, and they're doing great. You know what they're doing. You know, they're doing great.
Well, it sounds like you're about as interested in this interview as we are, so we will let you go, and we thank you for your time today, Kenny. Thank you for
Gobbles.
Mike.
Kenny Lofton.
Correct, sir.
Yes.
That's right.
I knew it was U of A with the Steve Kerr, and I couldn't remember the damn name.
I listened to that live.
Yes.
I love
all right, 2-2.
Mike Reiner for that.
2-2 right now. These get progressively harder.
Well, sounds like you're about as interested. God, that was so cool.
That's what makes Mike Reiner fantastic.
Yep. Exactly. These get progressively harder.
I'm thankful for Mike Reiner.
Tell us who you got.
What's up?
I have Sam Hurst. I have.
Same thing here.
Barbara, and I have Kevin Burnett, and I have.
We're supposed to know this guy's name?
What's his name? Sam Hurst. And
you have Menarche Party.
And I have Bill
pass.
Bates right there. And.
Are you a big Cowboy fan?
Yeah. And look at this
He's going to sing about peace.
Homeless.
Wow.
And all the.
More. That's about 46.
The original Skin Lawman?
All Cowboys.
You don't know his name, though?
What happened to
no.
It looks very discolored.
What is y'all, both that's y'all right concede here. That one. That is Alamo Art.
That's right.
I wouldn't have come
right
up
there.
With that.
And here's the next one. These get harder as they go. So
yeah, I hope not. I'm understanding
keep
that
in
that.
Mind.
What's the last song you wrote?
Well, I have this new song.
I heard the whole interview. I know it.
And several others that I've been working on.
Could you maybe say
do I lose a point if I get it wrong? No.
No.
Okay, let me think.
I'm not going to get
you,
it.
You get a point if you say, because, you know, who what did he do? Because he, like, wrote one song
Hi,
or something.
Yeah, it's
you,
like not Flaming
you want
Lips.
Initials?
Yeah, okay, hold on. Yes, no, I can do this. It's the Butthole's. Okay, it's the Butthole Surfers guy.
All
it's,
right, cool.
Well,
waiting.
You know, no, I know, but it's a friend of them,
thank
kind
you
of.
I'm calling today. And,
listen,
if you. You know what? So.
Well, we're
right,
very we're very very big fans of yours.
Give me initials, and I won't take
really
a point because we don't know, right?
You DJ, taking time out of your schedule.
Okay.
We
Stop
want
it.
To tell everybody to go
DJ.
To HiHowAreYou.com.
The Devil and Mrs. Jones.
Oh. That'd be Daniel Johnston.
Yeah,
the great TC.
I listened
interview
to it, but I didn't know.
All right,
let's get to stuff we get
next
right.
Next round.
We're at 2-2 right now?
Yes.
2-2, gridlocked right now. Now we're going to the bedroom, boys. This is musical
what?
Beds. From a station called The Ticket that they use every day that you might know.
Are you just going to play a musical bed and then we...
Musical bed and you chime in when you know what segment it is for.
Okay.
All right. Let's go, producer.
Gobble.
Nuts.
Mike. E-News.
Correct.
It took that long.
Well, you just want to be sure,
I forgot
Sean.
What word. I had to look at what word I had to say.
All right.
That's just one. Like the Olive, just like Darren Oliver. It's
three,
harder.
3-2, Wizard.
Thank you. Gobble.
Hardline.
Using the news. Right?
Yeah.
That's
I'm
right,
not
Kevin.
Sure that's right. Correct.
No?
That's wrong? I know what it is.
again, can I?
Go ahead. Try.
Gobble.
Yes.
Gordo's right. Corner.
Correct.
God. Why did you take that one?
I didn't occur to me.
4-2 Wizard right now.
Landslide.
Next bet is...
Gobble. T-Box, baby.
Boom. What it do?
My boys.
That's right. All right.
It's getting ugly up in her. Gobble. Scatter shooting.
Wow.
Boom.
Just not even putting up a fight anymore. All right, next bet.
Over here.
Gobble. Chris Chris.
God.
That's correct, Mike. Sweeping the bed category. He is good in the bedroom.
In the bedroom.
Killing the bedroom. All right, next one.
Gobble? Mike. I mean, the George Dunham theme song? The commander himself?
All right.
I love that.
All right, and the next bed would be... I think go allow.
What is that, a Soul Patch bed?
No.
The fake Matt McBryer?
Do they have beds on Soul Patch? Sunday morning on the Soul Patch.
Nuts?
Not the nut.
Okay. Yeah? Did you say scatter shooting already?
Yes. I guess you don't lose a point, so just fire.
It's morning.
Gobble.
Mike.
I did go using the news.
Correct.
Thank you.
It's the other one. God, these are...
All right. We can kill that one.
I just crushed.
And the next bed for the In the Bedroom segment.
Come on now.
It's, the Nuts.
Yes,
Roy. The Rant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The comeback begins. Staging the comeback. There is one more in the bedroom.
Gobble.
It's gonna be our own show. That's how easy it's gonna be.
That's right. All right. Now we're moving on to the siren right there. That means move the hell along.
Okay.
Now this is the segment entitled Finishing, which you hear part of a drop, but you have to say the end of the drop. And closely, accurately as you can.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and fire off the first one.
Bob.
Nuts.
Cash.
Does it hurt?
That's correct.
Good job.
All right, next drop.
Exactly.
Gobble.
Nuts.
Mike.
I mean.
Yes.
Damn it.
All right, next drop.
Let's go on to something.
Nuts.
Cash.
Has some importance, if in fact there is anything.
Yeah.
Let's go on to something that has some importance to it, if in fact there is anything.
Awesome. All right, next drop.
Hey, gobble. Dill. Hey, dill. Gobble, dill.
Awesome. All right, next drop.
Get your ass
gobble.
Nuts. Hung up on now.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, you idiot.
Tie goes to the guy who's five back.
Yeah, he's getting lapped. All right.
You never know how...
Gobble. Booty hole is going to act.
Awesome. All right. Next one.
Oh. Breaking news.
Gobble.
Nuts.
Mike.
Michael Jackson dead at 50.
Breaking news.
Correct.
We have just learned that Michael Jackson is dead at 50.
Yes, sir. Next one.
Have a...
Gobble. Carl.
There you go. I think I beat you on that one.
Sorry.
There you go. He says it louder, so he gets it. Finish that.
Is it really?
Nuts.
Cash.
You're like your mush mouth.
You need to do it again because I need it clean. Go ahead. All right. Next drop.
I would love to have the ability.
Gobble. Make you sore.
Correct.
I would love to have the ability to make you sore.
All right. Next drop.
Nuts.
Cash.
Exactly.
No.
Gobble for the steal.
Mike.
Oh, what a day.
Correct,
Damn it.
Oh, what a day.
All right. Here we go. Next drop would be...
I went to TCU.
Nuts.
Cash.
I've been surrounded by hot women for my whole life, pretty much.
Most of my life, really. I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for
the last 20 years, really.
Right? Really?
Really.
When you think about it.
Cockiest drop ever.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that the one that he wants purged?
Yes.
If he could have
all
one
right.
moment to purge?
The finishing segment. This is the last one.
Hot! God. Nuts! Hachikapata huta hinana.
Yes.
Is that
got
correct?
That one.
That's correct! In your winner!
That was worth everything.
Big guns?
The mighty sea lion. Leader of us all. Python Saroy.
Yes, bravo.
I congratulate you.
This is probably going to hurt you in the show rankings.
Oh, no.
Let's be honest.
Nothing ever helps
Don't
me
give
in
me
the
actual tangible reasons to rank
I could,
you.
I could wheel in President Obama as a guest in studio, and I would still finish last.
Why don't you do that?
You'd finish middle of the pack. Yeah, why don't we find out, my man?
Try it.
Very well done.
I'll make a call.
Machine, KT.
That little fun.
Steven. He's the intern. He's sitting there, too. Sean Bass, thank you. Well done, everyone. Good game show. Good fun. Next up, we're going to talk
of fun.
A little more Cowboys. We're going to do it with one of the loudest, friendliest young ladies
in the history of ever.
Miss Price joining us next.
So good.
12:33 in the p.m. That here on Sports Radio 1310, right? The Ticket. Lovely, foggy Thanksgiving game day for everybody out there. We're filling in for all the real professionals, many of which are off, some of which will be in here shortly
with
a pregame show. I know Bob, one of them people, because I just saw him in the back room. I don't know who
he'll
be
with. You saw Bob Sturm?
Yeah, Bob Sturm, right in the back room.
That makes me nervous.
I was laughing at the Mia Hamm thing. Like, of all the stuff on the tickets, like, sometimes you just miss stuff, and I didn't know that he actually played that drop during the interview.
Yeah. It was pretty
Can
genius.
I shove my... All right, apparently we're going to get Miss Price on here in a second. She's trying to find a landline at the Cowboys Stadium.
I predict failure on that. I don't know how. Why do we plan on her going to the stadium and then for
she's
somehow
be the
finding
game.
A landline?
Apparently we have good audio, though. Lauren Alania, I'm told, via email from our very good P1 Brad
who is that,
C.
By the way?
Who? I have no idea who she
Alania.
Is. I thought it was Kelly Clarkson when I saw her. But apparently she biffed the national anthem. None of us have heard this yet. Here you go. This is from today's Packers-Lions game.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask you to
rise. The whole thing?
Please remove your hats.
Does this happen right at the beginning?
To honor America, please welcome American Idol runner-up and Mercury Nashville recording artist, Lauren Alania.
I thought we were going to go.
She leads us in
well,
the singing of our national anthem.
Who say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed
so far so
through
good.
The twilight last gleaming whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming and the rockets rang aloud, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night.
So just stick the landing at this point. You better screw up again.
Still there. Oh, say does that
no way she messes it up from this. You're home free from here.
Then I get away. Oh, the land of the free. And the home of the
It's all about how you finish. How's this one going to finish? Nice job by Lauren Alania. We get ready for football.
Well, wasn't that bad.
Wasn't that bad.
She couldn't finish the word twilight?
Well, I don't even remember where the mess up was.
A tie-in with the movie.
At that point, it's, God, how do you catch up? How do you save yourself when you've already...
Would you agree if Mavs or whoever said, Cash Roy, we'd like you to sing the national anthem?
I don't know. Why not?
Do you think right now you could sing it? No
yes.
problem, every word?
Yes.
I think I don't worry. I'm not even asking you to. Don't worry. If Miss Bryce doesn't call, we might have you sing it. That wasn't that bad.
That's just one mess up.
No, just a pause. She
if you're not a celebrity, couldn't you just go and Carl Lewis it just out of nowhere if you're like a nobody?
We all should, by the way. You like those MLS games where the crowd sings it?
Well, I know that Lone Star Park has anthem tryouts.
Really?
Yeah, or they did a couple of years ago. If they do that, we'll go try that.
Okay.
Can't do a bit. You got to sing it seriously.
Is this guy talking to Miss Price on the phone or no? Machine.
All right, anyway.
Go ahead. More singing mayhem from today's Packers.
Sure, go for it.
Packers Lions game. You know the Nickelback controversy? Are you aware of this?
I'm aware that they suck.
Okay, well, you're halfway home. The Canadian band celebrating our very American national holiday of Thanksgiving. They've been chosen, I don't know, by either the Lions or by the NFL or by the network to sing at halftime of the.
Oh, so this hasn't happened yet.
No, this is about to happen. This is moments away. And they're probably going to fare worse even than Alana, whatever her name was.
Djokovic.
Because it's Nickelback, who I don't even know. I don't know any of their songs, but they're one of those bands that's very popular. They're top of the charts, but everyone has to be cool and hate them, which their songs probably suck. I don't know. But there's this uproar in Detroit, which is basically one of our most musically inclined cities, or one of it's Motown. And you have Nickelback, a Canadian band, singing, on a national stage on Thanksgiving Day. So there's a pretty massive controversy. At least there was.
So, yeah, like who else? I mean, it's Detroit, so who do we have?
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
I mean, Stevie Wonder, Eminem?
Luther Vandross.
Sure. Hell, Madonna's from Detroit. White Stripes.
Oh, that'd have been good.
Bob Seger. I mean, there's options.
The Bird Dogs.
Bird Dogs. Would have been just as good. But anyway, 55,000 people, more than that, have signed a petition trying to get them taken off singing at halftime moments from now.
For that, right?
Yeah, and those people have failed. Now, one quick side note, my favorite band in the world, Electric Six, who nobody in the world knows about, but they're tongue-in-cheek. And
they sing our theme song.
They're smart asses. Yeah, they do sing our theme song. They started their own petition to see if the people would allow Electric Six to handle the gear of Nickelback on game day. Yeah. They want to load in and load out. They wanted a real Detroit band to load in and load out the gear of Nickelback during this national performance. And they got over 600 signatures for that.
All right, well, at least that's probably not going to happen either, but...
No, well, so, they're just Electric Six. Nobody likes them. Although the Onion likes them.
How many people can fit into the... what is this? This is not the Silverdome anymore, whatever, the Ford Field or whatever they call it. So how many people in there were part of the petition?
Five.
Like, many. Do we have enough people to actually boo them when they come out here?
That was one of the many comments I read was, you think that this is a ploy to get more concessions sold in the stadium during halftime? Like, they are going to boo the hell out of them, I'm telling you. They're going to get it real bad. Except for the, 500 psycho people that they have armbands and they put out in the middle of the field to make it look like everyone's partying.
Perfectly random colors.
Right,
on
exactly.
Their shirts.
Every race perfectly represented.
This is the city that harbors Kid Rock, so they might cheer.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Not for Nickelback, though. Kid Rock's one of their own, so.
It's Thanksgiving.
And hell, Kid Rock would be better. I'd rather see Kid Rock than Nickelback.
This is the time to embrace and love each other.
I stumbled across this other guy, Mayor Hawthorne's his name. He's a Detroit soul artist who actually I got on a half-hour YouTube jaunt of, kind of enjoying his stuff. But he's doing a Hawthorne halftime. He's the Detroit local on RollingStone.com. He's a big enough guy where he's going to do his own alternative halftime performance from his dad's house.
Just middle finger. That
yeah, from his dad's house on Thanksgiving with his dad playing bass.
His dad's house.
So he's having his own Hawthorne halftime. If you want to go to RollingStone.com, you can check that out.
Who's doing halftime here? Anybody know?
Sunseed.
What?
Is that real?
What did you just say, kid?
No.
What the hell did that mean?
We're not
going to
do Jesus as my friend.
That is like that. Where the hell's Miss Price? Is she really letting me down?
She's walking to the guest services place so she can get on a landline.
So you just talked to her?
I just talked to her. She made it sound like it'd be a minute or two.
Was her cell phone that terrible?
You know how she gets.
Should we call Vita right
loud.
Now?
Call Vita.
We got 5 more minutes to kill. Call. You have Vita's number?
Call Vita.
Call Vita and then we'll do Miss Price
after.
Did
you guys play the anthem yet?
Which one?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear it?
I was down the hall.
Did you even hear it?
10 minutes now.
It wasn't that bad, dude.
I know.
She just, we did play it. I was excited. I thought it was going to be a mess, but, and she just paused for 1 second.
Joe Buck had a very true statement at the end.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Joe Buck is talented. Yeah. I like him. I like him. We had those sound bites from Joe Buck during the World Series with, when McCarver was the one messing up with the five strikes. There's five letters. One, STRIKE. Well, basically, the whole deal with Miss Price is driving me crazy because why exactly did we send her out there to then go find a landline?
I don't know. She had to go to the game. She had to go to the Cowboys game. because she's the biggest Cowboys fan ever.
Well,
so.
Okay, but when you were talking to her, could you hear her just fine on her cell phone?
I can hear her okay.
Well, why are we not just playing it? Why are we not just talking to her?
Because she's going to yell. She's Miss Price. Got to have a good landline.
All right, let's go to break and then come back and we'll take care of whatever we're going to do.
All right, that's fine.
We'll call Vita on the phone. Let's go to break and then we'll come back with Vita and or Miss Price.
12:47 the time. Cirque du Soleil just about done here. Have some Cowboys pregame chat with Bob and somebody else here in a second. Getting ready for Cowboys Dolphins at 3:15. We do want to say hi to our mammy. Pop her on, would you? Anyone? Hello, mother.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Mama. How are you? It's Mike and Richie.
Oh, well, my only two sons. How much better can that get?
This is our mother, Vita, for people that don't know. And where are you currently, Mom?
We are at the Georgia Mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains, having an outdoor turkey and having a ball and having some Geritol martinis.
What the hell does that mean?
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, that's what we're having, Geritol martinis.
What's in those?
It just makes you move faster.
Wait, make what move
faster?
That's
a weird claim.
Well, that sounds like a pretty unique Thanksgiving. You guys are in an RV and traveling through the beautiful parks of Georgia. Is that basically it?
Absolutely. Blue Ridge Mountains. Absolutely awesome. And the weather is so gorgeous right now. It's like, I think, probably 70 degrees outside.
Perfect.
We're right in front of a lake, and Marty and Gordon are cooking the turkey, and it's just awesome.
What is your
Where's Michael Berger?
What is your favorite Thanksgiving memory from when we were kids?
Having oyster dressing.
I don't think people eat oyster dressing here.
Well, that's what we had, and watching football.
You going to watch the Dolphins Cowboys game today?
We are absolutely going to watch it.
Hey, we have to ask you. I don't know if you're aware. There's three games today. In the last game, it's the 49ers against the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
And the two head coaches are John and Jim Harbaugh. They're brothers.
No.
It's the first time in NFL history that two brothers have been head coaches against one another. So you know the obvious question, and please just don't wiggle your way out. If myself and Cash were both coaching NFL teams and playing against each other, no one's going to get their feelings hurt, I assure you. If both of our minds were we were both leaders of men and in charge of a football team and battling each other in one game, who do you think would win and why?
Well, let me tell you, I would have to really think this out. I would have to look at your record, you know, to see how you guys have done and make that decision at that time.
Okay, well, you have our records. They're 0-0, both of them.
And you think that I'm going to make that call right now?
Yeah, I mean, we have different skill sets.
Crazy.
We have different skills.
I'm not going to make that call. Absolutely not.
You know us. We have different skill sets. Who do you think might be a better leader of men and the leader of a football team? It's okay.
If you
pick Cash, I'm going to be fine.
You are most fabulous. I'm your mother, and I'm never going to go there.
Okay, what if
my team... It's a fake football game. It's not like we're actually making you decide something important.
What if in this fake football game, my team came in at 5-0... and Mikey's team came in at 3-2. Who would you pick then?
5-0.
See, I win.
His offense is flea flicker based, and mine is the go go fight offense. That help?
Yes.
All right, Mama. That's all we got.
You're getting too complicated.
Okay. Well, we did want to call you and wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and we love you and we miss you.
Are you cooking anything tonight?
If what?
Are you cooking anything today?
No, the guys are cooking the turkey outside right now. It's gorgeous.
Are you having your Thanksgiving refreshments right now?
We're having Geritol martinis.
Okay, so what is in that?
Well, Geritol.
Is that a powder?
Is that a powder?
Is that a powder or a liquid?
Have you heard of geriatrics gone wild? That's what we're doing.
Oh, my God.
We're old folks.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
We watched the dog show this afternoon. You know, and now we're getting ready for football. And go Dolphins.
Ooh,
that's not going to go over well.
Ooh, I know. I know you might not like that, but, you know, I'm a Florida girl.
All right, Mama.
All right,
sweetheart.
We love you very much.
We love you. Happy Thanksgiving, okay?
We do, too. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Okay, we love you. We're here. We'll talk to you later.
Love you too. Bye bye.
All right.
I love her.
There she goes.
Isn't she great?
She's a sweetheart.
She's,
she's the best mom
Sweetest
ever.
She can be.
Geritol is a U.S. trademark name for various dietary supplements, past and present. Yeah, it's like a medicine bottle.
How do you think she got that in her head?
She thinks it's. she thinks it's funny. Dude, she called me yesterday, had a few Geritol martinis, and she had this genius idea for seniors, like the wives, the housewives shows, whatever.
Oh, God.
She wants one with senior citizens.
I'm in. Get it rolling.
And just go, they go to bingo.
Fine, fine.
They, she's like, she thinks, oh, there should be senior citizens. And I just kind of nodded. They I'm cook. Like, yeah, this is a good idea.
She's been in this bus, RV, whatever, driven from Florida up to Georgia. And the four of them are just having an adventure. It's like, I don't know, Weekend at Bernie's or something. It's
well, let's hope not.
Well,
Cannonball Run. Yeah, old person Cannonball Run.
Well,
I think they're a little stir crazy at this point.
They're out by the campfire, and she was sure that she was going to change television with this plan to have Jared. She called it something too. Geritol gone wild or something. She can't get off
the
Geritol.
Ratings.
Geriatrics gone gone wild. And then you know what? But I did say I'm like, you know what? And I kind of nodded. I'm like, oh yeah, it's a great idea. You know, that's the easiest way out. But then she wants answers. So I'm like, well, you realize you're out of the target demographic of people who spend money. I mean, that's one reason why there's not too much senior-based programming. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? There really could be room for a senior citizen-based network.
That's CBS, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, wow.
You guys saw that? I mean, aren't they the ones that have
one
the older?
One that's geared toward vacationing and golden years and retirement stuff and
umbrella drinks and bagels.
You forgot to tell her that the 3-2 team has Michael Vick on it.
Yeah, because
that's a game changer, right?
Oh yeah, she loves
in her eyes.
She loves the
any team Michael Vick is on.
She's that's her
any team.
Her hot sports predictions.
Yeah,
I don't think she liked it very much when we veered off to watch football when we were kids. I remember having to find a. I don't know. You know, we had a big enough family. We had a big enough family that there was stuff going on. And
so do families right now, like traditional families, I guess, when you all get together. But is football accepted? And it's on all day. So. Is there a mom these days in Dallas going, turn that TV off? It's what? Time to be thankful.
I think it's more than
and
that.
You're like, dude.
I think it's more than that in that, like, with this fantasy football culture, that the moms or whatever that aren't into sports, are it's having shoved down their throat
right.
so much constantly, especially with Thursday games, even if it's not Thanksgiving, right? That you've got to get your, got to watch your Monday night game, and then you got to get your, pick up your waiver wire. You know, things.
Right.
And you got to do your homework on that. And then you see if you got those guys and try to make a trade. That stuff's happening. Then we're getting ready for Thursday nights. So you got to set your lineup. And I think that if you are not, if you're whipped by sports and you don't get it, it's so inundated in your life with people that are in fantasy sports.
Right.
That I think by the time the tradition thing comes in with Thanksgiving, that they're just beaten and they've got nothing.
I'm so happy to be free of those fantasy shackles. This is 3 years now, I think. 2 or 3 years that I stopped playing fantasy football.
Just cleansed?
Yep. Best decision I made, too.
I don't know.
Ah.
I don't know.
And I love fantasy baseball. I'm still in on that.
See, that's what I don't understand. That is all-time consuming.
I feel like that's...
more pure?
I don't know. I think I
that's
do.
More exact?
It's... I feel like you can, like in football, you draft some guy and he blows his knee out and you're just toast. Your season's toast. I mean, you have to scramble. Maybe you make the playoffs if you have some other guys who are, you know, you got lucky in late picks, but.
What is your daily, roto, 5x5? What are we working with here?
5x5 generally in baseball.
What is your prediction on what is going to happen in Cowboys Dolphins today? You're headed out there right after the show, right?
Yep, I'm going to the game. I fear the Dolphins, man. I fear that D right now. So I don't know.
I just heard some
and like I said,
lackadaisical
I bet. I had my friend in Vegas bet
about this being an easy game, and I just don't see it that way. I think it's going to be close.
We need show rankings. Don't forget that.
You need that badly, don't
I
you?
I need that badly.
I'm picking, but I am. I'm saying that it's going to be a small Cowboys win.
Low scoring,
yeah,
small Cowboys
five,
win.
Inside of 5 points.
I think the Dolphins might shock the world today.
Don't.
Oh, my God.
Don't.
Don't.
There all right, give us show rankings.
Show rankings.
Okay, I was great, obviously. Me one. Machine,
won.
You were super, superb today. Two. KT, you're third. You were good. Sean Bass is gone. He was great. Cash, what do you want me to say?
I just like to get out of the cellar once.
Maybe next week.
There was that one time.
It ain't today, my man. You're bringing up the rear. All right, I think we're done here. You got Cowboys Countdown to kickoff starting up at the top of the hour.
Enjoy.
Bob Sturm and some other sports expert will take you to kickoff.
Rich Phillips.
Is it Rich?
Yes, he just wandered in here.
Really?
The great man
there
himself.
He is.
Smart.
Look.
Look at him.
They'll get it done right now until kickoff, and then postgame with Norm and I think Donnie afterward. Thank you for joining us, and good
go
day
Cowboys.
To you, please.
And I'm out of material. I'm sorry.